So Thad, who is your final choice? Who will be Mrs. Thad Falcon?
It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Tracy and Kim are both great women. I could spend my life with either one. Kim!
There's no doubt about it. It's Kim!
Bud Light. Great taste for your great times.
Oh, Tracy!
It's Kim.
Sure.
And Michael Isikoff has been following the CIA leak probe since the very, very beginning. We'll get an update from him on what's going on with the CIA leak probe and who he thinks may possibly end up getting indicted. Yesterday's news about Scooter Libby, we'll get into that with him. We'll get into the whole CIA indictment thing with him, and that's coming up at 8:15 here on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, 7:30 this morning. We'll talk to Ken Gordon. The walk across the state for referendum C and D is done, and we'll ask Ken how it went and what his next plans are to help get C and D passed, which I think we all definitely should vote for C and D. So we got that coming up. And did I leave anybody out, or is there somebody? Oh, the oil for food program. That's also this morning. You know, I don't know how many of you remember this, but the oil for food program, boy, what a big scandal that was. Remember, and the right wing just went crazy over it. And I remember that when that story first broke, I was working at the conservative radio station, the neocon station in Chicago. And we always had two TV sets in there. One was at CNN and one was Fox. And I would look up at Fox occasionally, and all I would see at Fox would be the oil for food program. We got a guy coming up that's going to tell you that, you know what, it wasn't what the right wing said it was. And that basically it was a program that worked. And so we'll blow the cover off that myth later on this morning as well. 303-713-7600. Meanwhile, I got to ask you about this. In both the Denver Post this morning and also in the Rocky Mountain News, there are articles about James Dobson. And he has released transcripts of his radio show from today and also tomorrow. And thanks to the Denver Post, we have some sound bites off this radio show. The thing that gets me about this whole thing with Harriet Myers and James Dobson, and of course James Dobson is going to blame his troubles on the Democrats and also on liberals, when it was really Arlen Specter, who's kind of a moderate Republican, who was the one who first raised the issue about subpoenaing James Dobson to appear in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And yesterday morning I asked you whether you believed that he should be subpoenaed, that he should tell what he knows. And on the radio show, his radio show, he does kind of go into what the conversation was about between him and Karl Rove. Now, you have a choice of either believing Dobson or not believing him and thinking that he should be subpoenaed again. Or the other side of this is, and this is the part that gets me, you know what? Roe versus Wade is something that the majority of this country does not want to see overturned. And I forget the latest figures, but I think it's something like 38% oppose Roe versus Wade, and the rest, somewhere in the 60s, believe that it should stay as it is, that it's stare decisis, established law. And there is this big dance going on about how Harriet Myers feels about Roe versus Wade. In other words, without just coming out and asking her, well, listen, do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned? There are all these little signals going on. And I understand that, you know, you can't ask her, because then she would have to recuse herself from any cases. But you know what? Asking about Roe versus Wade, is that the same thing? And I'm not a lawyer, but is that the same thing as asking about an individual case? Here's the reason I bring this up. Everybody's dancing around this. Bush wants us to believe, George W. Bush wants us to believe, that he's known her all these years, and you should have seen the mushy stuff. I gave you some of it yesterday that they released from the archives in Texas. These, you know, where Harriet Myers writes Bush and tells him she thinks he's the greatest, most brilliant man she ever met, and he just goes on and on and on and on and on. But this guy has known, Bush has known Harriet Myers all these years. You don't think that he ever, when she was the White House counsel, you don't think that they were working closely together? You don't think that he ever sat down and ever had a casual conversation with her about the question of abortion? Do you think James Dobson had a conversation with Karl Rove about the question of abortion? Dobson denies it. He denies this. So in other words, nobody has ever had a question. Nobody's ever asked Harriet Myers directly, Do you or do you not think Roe versus Wade should be overturned? And can we have a little bit of Dobson?
Many conservative Christian leaders were involved in a conference call wherein some of those men and women were expressing great disillusionment with President Bush's decision. And there was a lot of anger over his failure to select someone with a proven track record in the courts. And I came in a little bit late, and I caught just a bit of that angst. And then I shared my opinion that Harriet Myers might well be more in keeping with our views than they might think, and that I did believe that she was a far better choice than many of my colleagues were saying, and that they obviously believed.
Now, why doesn't he just come out and say, look, the White House is sending all the messages. Karl Rove is sending all the messages. If she is appointed to the, if the Senate says votes for her, and she gets elected to the Supreme Court, that she's damn well probably going to try to overturn Roe versus Wade. That she would probably vote with John Roberts, Scalia, and Thomas to try to overturn Roe versus Wade. Why do they keep dancing around this? Let's hear a little bit more of James Dobson.
Karl Rove had shared with me her judicial philosophy, which was consistent with the promises that President Bush had made when he was campaigning. Now, he told the voters last year that he would select people to be on the court who would interpret the law rather than create it, and judges who would not make social policy from the bench. Mm-hmm. Most of all, the president promised to appoint people who would uphold the Constitution and not use their powers to advance their own political agenda.
But and isn't that really what they're looking for in Harriet Myers? Somebody who will advance their own political agenda? And I asked once here before about Roe v. Wade. I asked it on the air whether you believe that Roe v. Wade would be overturned. Well, I mean, you've heard all of it now. You've heard all of it now. You've heard. I mean, these people are talking in code words. And I wonder how many of you believe Roe v. Wade will be overturned. Here's some more of James Dobson.
Now, Mr. Rove assured me in that telephone conversation that Harriet Myers fit that description and that the president knew her well enough to say so with complete confidence.
Knew her well enough to say so with complete confidence. Is there anybody out there that doesn't believe that these people are not talking about Roe v. Wade? And that the president never talked to Harriet Myers about Roe v. Wade, that Karl Rove never talked to James Dobson about Roe v. Wade. Maybe they technically never talked to him about Roe v. Wade, but they certainly have been talking in code words, and she's quote-unquote one of us. 303-713-7600. Do you believe James Dobson when he says he never talked to Karl Rove about Roe v. Wade? And I'll ask you again for a second warning. Should Dobson be forced to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee? And I got more on this Dobson and Rove's conversation coming up here on AM 760. 303-713-7600. I'd like your opinion about all of this. Why don't they just flat out say, look, she's going to overturn Roe versus Wade? Instead, it's RockiesAutos.com and see for yourself. And you can also get pre-qualified for a car loan right there online after you find the vehicle of your choice. And at Rockies Autos, they, every car, every vehicle, every SUV, every anything with wheels out there, any car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And while you're at Rockies, be sure to visit Shaggy's Pumpkin Patch, free pumpkins for the kids, one pumpkin per family, and get in there and get yourself a free pumpkin to carve up for Halloween. I can't say enough about the people at Rockies. They're just really, really good folks. And they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So when you go in there, tell them J. Marvin sent you. Ask for a Colby in the Tower of Power or a Reuben or any of the great folks at Rockies. Located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
You can't get out of debt because the credit card companies won't let you. Well, I've got a system that destroys debt, and I can show you how.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. My system doesn't...
...validation or for education. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. See website for licensing.
It's like our OJ. You know, we need a glass of OJ every morning to get us going. We need a little bit of mind energy, and that's what listening to Progressive Radio helps us do.
Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6. High today, near 59 under partly cloudy skies. 303-713-7600. All right, I'm asking you, is it possible that all these people on the religious right, particularly, all these folks on the religious right have never discussed Roe v. Wade, have never had any conversations with Harriet Myers or amongst themselves about Roe v. Wade, that nobody from the White House has talked to anybody about Roe v. Wade, that Karl Rove never talked to James Dobson, as Dobson claims, about the direct idea of Roe v. Wade. Do you believe that? Does anybody believe this? I mean, or are they really talking about it, but they're talking about it in code words? Like, in other words, she's an evangelical Christian, quote-unquote. She's one of us, quote-unquote. And you heard some of Dobson. We got some more Dobson. Check this out.
On Saturday, the day before the president made his decision, I knew that Harriet Myers was at the top of the short list of names under consideration. And as you know, that information hadn't been released yet, and everyone in Washington and many people around the country wanted to know about it. And the fact that he had shared it with me is not something I wanted to reveal.
Does anybody believe they've never discussed any of this stuff? You know, I just find it incredible. And maybe that's just a cliched word that it was never discussed. How do you know if somebody's one of you? How would they overlook such a key and important topic as Roe v. Wade? Or to put it in another way, another context, a woman's right to choose or not to choose. And Dobson says, you know what, let the Senate call me, and I'll tell them exactly what I'm saying on my radio show. Well, do you believe, Dobson, that he never discussed it with Karl Rove? That none of these folks ever discussed this idea of a woman's right to choose or not to choose? That they never, ever, ever had a discussion about this? That George W. Bush never had a discussion with Harriet Myers about it, that Karl Rove never had a discussion with George W. Bush about it, that Karl Rove never discussed it with James Dobson. But yet I maintain that they're just talking in code words when they say things like, well, she's one of us, and she's an evangelical Christian. And I have assurances from the White House she goes to a pro-life church. What is that? Isn't that the same thing as saying she's pro-life, quote-unquote, or anti-choice, as I would look at it? Isn't that saying that exactly same thing, that she's anti-choice? That's what it sounds like to me. So it sounds like to me they're saying it without really saying it. And, of course, the Democrats are keeping quiet at this time, and it's probably a good thing to do. Let the Republicans fight it out amongst themselves. And there's a war going on in the Republican Party between the conservatives and the White House, between the religious right and the White House, which is what the Republican Party is dominated by, which they're dominated by the religious right, which is, if you think about it, is only a small group of people in this country, anywhere from 30 to 35%. But they sure run the Republican Party, which would be the base. But I wonder if we're expected to believe this. I wonder if you believe this. 303-713-7600. If you've got any comments about James Dobson, any comments about this, I'd love to hear from you this morning. About Dobson, who says that, you know what, they never discussed it. They never discussed it. And Bush says there's no litmus test. So we're supposed to believe that in all these years that he knew Harriet Myers, that they never discussed this. I've had, you know, conversations with people on a casual basis. And when you start talking to somebody and trying to assess their politics, what's the first thing you ask them? Or maybe it's the second thing you ask them about Roe versus Wade. And how they feel about it. These people want to take over the Supreme Court. And they want their law to be our law. And even though they're not in the majority, they're going to remake the court if they possibly can in their image. and we're going to be stuck with this for years to come. And the most important question in this whole thing is about a woman's right to choose. And so they may not be saying it directly, but they're certainly saying it in code words. Let's go to Gordon at DIA. Gordon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, I just leaving DIA just now, and I just picked up the discussion you're having about Dobson and Harriet Myers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was kind of concerned about, you know, I guess my point is what difference would it make if they did have any form of discussion. Let me ask you this. If you were having a discussion with, let's say, anyone in the Democratic Party, you know, aside from, you know, an official debate or something like that, would it really matter if somebody came into your personal home or into your office and got into your personal conversation? Or what difference would it make?
Well, if I were a judge and I would potentially be overseeing cases that were involving, say, the subject of Roe v. Wade or a woman's right to choose or not to choose, I'm supposed to be, quote-unquote, open-minded, and I'm supposed to hear all of the facts. And if I say that I'm pro-life before I ever get to the court, then if any of those cases come before the court, I would have to recuse myself.
Okay, so you're basically saying that anyone that is pro-choice, then basically believes in the same kind of philosophy that Nazi Germany did when they exterminated all the Jews during the Holocaust. Then.
Well, how do you make that leap? That what I just said.
That's really not a leap.
Hold it a second. That's a huge leap. I'm talking about this litmus test idea that they want us to believe that they've never discussed this about the nominee, or that the nominee in casual conversation never had a discussion. I'm not talking about Nazi Germany, and I'm not talking about killing Jews. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Now,
it does, because you brought up the subject of pro-choice. Pro-choice and abortion are the same thing as the Holocaust.
Oh, really? No, I don't think so.
Definitely.
I don't think so. Where do you get proof that it's the same thing as the Holocaust?
Well, you think about this, murdering innocent individuals.
Well, wait a minute. In order for that to be the case, we would have to have a discussion about when life begins. Maybe I don't agree with you. Maybe I don't agree with you as to when life begins.
Well, then maybe that's why we're in the greatest country in the world, where during the Democratic presidency, if the opportunity would have come up for Bill Clinton to appoint a judge of his choice, then he could have picked whoever he would have liked.
He did. He picked Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and she was confirmed.
And he was confirmed because the Republicans allowed a vote to allow her to be approved with the stands that she had. They did not oppose her or dig into her personal conversation.
Oh, they most certainly did dig into her personal, and they most certainly did request records on her. Yes, I'm sure.
They dug into her personal conversation.
They most certainly. She had a. Unlike Harriet
proof
Myers. Excuse me, can I finish?
Sure.
You might learn something. Unlike Harriet Myers, she had a paper trail. Harriet Myers has no paper trail, so there's nothing to go on other than her personal conversations. There's nothing to go on other than what she's written down, which are love letters to George W. Bush, basically.
Oh, yeah, right. So you're saying that he's had an affair with Harriet Myers?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you look at the information that was released yesterday, where he calls George and Laura Bush cool, where he says you're the greatest, smartest guy I know, where you're a great governor. The point I'm making is name me one thing that Harriet Myers has said about constitutional law.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Name me one thing that Harriet Myers has said about constitutional law.
I have no idea.
Well, neither does the rest of the country. Neither does the rest of the country. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg had a paper trail. Harriet Myers has never been a judge, doesn't have a paper trail, no one knows much about her, and they're trying to convince us that George W. Bush never had a discussion with her about abortion in the whole time that he knew her about Roe versus Wade, and that Karl Rove never had a discussion with James Dobson about this subject, that all of a sudden, quote-unquote, these people are supposed to fall in line and you know, and suddenly believe that she's one of them when they have never had any kind of a discussion about it. I don't buy that. Thank you for the call, Gordon. I appreciate it. 6:31, 29 minutes away from 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. You want to chime in on this? 303-713-7600. Let's get some progressive traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. So far, we're looking real good on the highways. Just the usual slowing south on I-25 around 84th Avenue. Then that breaks free near the Turnpike. So smooth sailing for your ride into downtown. I-70 checking clear. An earlier problem westbound at Sheridan. That has been moved out of your way. Eastbound I-70 now starting to see a little bit of bunching from I-76 over to York. And around town, things are picking up again on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike still moving along just fine east to westbound through Bloomfield and Westminster. Checking out the forecast, going to be sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. We're already at 39 degrees. Get a great low-fixed-rate home equity loan from Key and stop worrying about rising rates. Key Center or call 1-888-KEY-1234. Subject to credit approval, equal housing lender. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
For him, and after his temporary fling of public service is over, what will you, the employee who has dedicated your career to this Denver, what will you be left with? All of you have the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. Please call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718.
Go today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
But we also talked about something else, and I think this is the first time this has been disclosed, that some of the other candidates who had been on that short list, and that many conservatives are now upset about, because these were highly qualified individuals that had been passed over. Well, what Carl told me is that some of those individuals took themselves off that list, and they would not allow their names to be considered because the process has become so vicious and so vitriolic and so bitter that they didn't want to subject themselves or the members of their families to it.
There's Dr. James Dobson and his conversation with Carl Rove. 6:36, 26 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Look for the high today to get up to 59. 303-713-7600, one line open. Do you believe that Carl Rove never discussed the idea of Roe versus Wade with James Dobson, or that George W. Bush, and I know I've asked this question before, never discussed Roe v. Wade or the subject of abortion with Harriet Myers? Let's go to Tom in Boulder. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Jay, I just wanted to call because of this last call. It kind of prompted me. It's the first time I've ever called into a radio talk show.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And I wanted to say that I am an evangelical Christian, and but I do not consider myself part of the what you consider the evangelical right or the religious right, if you maybe more precisely term.
Right.
And I think that there are far, far more Christians, evangelical Christians, who are not part of that than what you might think. And frankly, it dismays me greatly of what the evangelical right or religious right is doing. It it pains me greatly as being a Christian also. And that's mostly what I wanted to say. And even though I would be personally against abortion, I certainly know very little about it, and don't know really what I would do in a lot of choices. You know,
I don't think anybody's for it. I think most people, their position is probably that it ought to be legal, but that it ought to be rare, and that it ought to be safe.
Yeah.
I think that's how most people look at it. But the last caller, where I, you know, basically trying to extract out of him about does he really believe that James Dobson, or does he really believe that George W. Bush never had a discussion with Harriet Myers about this question, and the fact that they can't ask it flat out because of quote unquote conflict. You know, along with that, they're speaking in code words, so why don't they just get it out on the table? But what he made a jump to suddenly, you know, the Holocaust and World War II, and I don't know where he gets that.
I think it's probably some teaching that goes around in the pro-life circles. But serious feeling that very many evangelicals have.
All right. Tom, thank you, man. I'm glad you called in, and you're welcome to call anytime.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And we talked about it the other day, about Christians, and about how if you get on the radio and you say the religious right, and you say, you know, evangelicals or whatever the case may be, there are a lot of people who then assume that you're attacking Christians as a whole, And that's why I went through that whole thing the other morning, just asking Christians to call in to voice their point of view, because I'm not attacking Christians as a whole. Am I attacking people like James Dobson and the religious right? Yes, because I fervently disagree with them. I defend their right to say what they believe, but I definitely disagree with what they're talking about, and I don't think that they're being kosher here. I don't think that the powers that be here are being truthful about what's going on. I think they have discussed this stuff. I mean, how could they not if it's so important to them? Let's go to Jerry in Boulder. Jerry, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Oh, outstanding, my friend. Outstanding. How about you?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Working on that exercise program and weight thing?
Yeah, I was in the gym yesterday.
Oh, boy, it's a pain, ain't it? It goes on a lot easier than it comes off.
Boy, are you right about that.
No doubt about it. Anyways, on Ginsburg here, Clinton nominated her to the Supreme Court. And he took the advice, if memory serves properly here, of Orrin Hatch from Utah, suggested her to Clinton.
Right.
And that she would go through just fine. So to say the Republicans had no say in his appointees just isn't true.
And she also had a paper trail. She had written...
Oh, a huge paper trail.
Yeah. Where Harriet Myers has no paper trail.
Except for love letters to George.
And they were love letters to him, actually.
Oh, God, they're enough to make you sick.
They're mushy as hell.
Yeah. And as far as Dobson down there, it's just another example of the lies these people tell. Are you kidding me? You don't sit there and talk about Roe versus Wade? That's nonsense. I mean, how dumb does he think people are?
I don't know. I guess he thinks that we're going to buy this idea that they never had this discussion. But you know something? They must have had this discussion. Because if something... and you hear it from all the conservative commentators, all the conservative talking heads bring it up. This is one of the most pivotal issues for them in trying to remake the Supreme Court of the United States. And so what ends up happening is all these people stand up and say, well, we never had that conversation. Come on.
Well, you know they did. It's common... I don't know how to say it. You'd have to be so stupid as to believe that when it was daylight, it was nighttime, to believe they didn't have a conversation like that.
You know,
and that goes with all of them.
Yeah, you know the thing that really gets me? Just think about your own personal interactions with people. I mean, if you talk to somebody and you're trying to suss out their politics, trying to figure out where they're coming from, don't you, ask them about, what's your feeling about Roe versus Wade, or what's your feeling about a woman's right to choose?
Well, sure, you ask that. Then you also go into wondering about when they're against it, how much they actually know about abortion and how long it's actually been around in the world, and that the Bible really says nothing about it. And it wasn't until the 1860s when the Catholic Pope wrote a thing against abortion that it really started to come on the signs of religion.
Right.
Before then, it had never been a religious issue or a religious problem at all.
But
until the 1860s and the 1870s here, we come up with a law to try to stop prostitution, and abortion was one of the things that it outlawed, and it outlawed all contraceptives.
But it is a huge coffee table conversation piece.
Oh,
is what I'm saying.
It is. All right. It does come up.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate your call, man.
Bye.
All right. Let's see if we can squeeze one more in. Let's go to Laverne. On 285. Laverne, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi. Oh, God,
hi.
I've got a cold, so excuse my punky voice.
Oh, no problem.
And I'll say it, the brainstem that you had call earlier. Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, let's remember one thing. There are at least 25,000 unattended pregnancies as a result of rape every year. Do we really want the government forcing these women and girls to be having babies that they had no choice about? If they didn't have a choice about getting pregnant, should they have a choice about not being pregnant? I mean, that's the only thing. The other thing is that we have to, on the left, on the, you know, the progressives, we have to take back our arguments. And the right has usurped the language. They call it, they call it pro-life, which is so,
it's Orwellian.
Well, it's not only that, but it's a human, it's an emotional word. We call it pro-choice, which is a consumer word. You know, and so the differences there are really, you know, immense. The other thing is, yes, I'm sure they had conversations and they have no qualms about lying about it. And the other thing is, I still think, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, that abortion is a red herring, that she is, if anything, she is a corporatist, she is a corporate lawyer, she doesn't give a rat's ass about choice. I don't think that's her game. Her game is to make the world in the far right fascist corporatist vision, and that is that all human beings, the rest of us, don't count. And the only ones who count are the rich people.
Yeah, and the only thing that counts is property. But you know what?
Exactly.
She has to have some opinion about this.
I'm sure she does.
Because everybody does.
I'm sure that's not why George selected her. And for that guy to presume that because you said love letters to George that they were having an affair, what an idiot. Oh, my God.
Well,
hello? I won't say that.
Well, I could have called him a braid step, but every time I do that, though, then I just get too many complaint letters. Laverne, thanks. I appreciate your call.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. We got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Three lines, 303-713-7600. Tell me with a straight face that Karl Rove never had a discussion with James Dobson about Harriet Meyer's feelings on Roe versus Wade, or that George W. Bush never had a discussion about her feelings on Roe versus Wade. Meanwhile, they send out all these code phrases like she's evangelical and she goes to a pro-life church and she fought to get the American Bar Association to take a neutral stance instead of their pro-life stance. Why don't these people just come out and say it instead of fooling around and beating around the bush? Because of what would it make her, so she'd have to recuse herself in front of the Supreme Court if a Roe v. Wade case came before the Supreme Court? Meanwhile, the talking heads, the conservative ones who are backing her on TV, saying that she's prepared to rule the right way. 303-713-7600, 646, 14 minutes in front of 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's true that Democrats have so political.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business.
It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Almost universally pro-life, that she had taken on the American Bar Association on the issue of abortion and fought for a policy that would not be supportive of abortion, that she had been a member of the Texas Right to Life. In other words, there is a characterization of her that was given to me before the president had actually made this decision.
All right, my question is, why him first and not the rest of the country, including the senators on the Judiciary Committee? And number two, isn't James Dobson as much saying there that, you know what, she's pro-life, quote-unquote, or she's anti-choice, which is how I would look at it. 6:51, 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high near 59. Latest on the CIA leak case coming up in the 8 o'clock hour from Michael Isikoff of Newsweek magazine. Meanwhile, two lines open at 303-713-7600, and we roll to Nick. Is it Rick or Nick?
Rick.
Yeah, Rick in Denver. Rick, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I just want to make a couple points. I do agree with the lady right before about the red herring bit, that she is a corporate lawyer. The second part was, every time you hear that clip, you just hear him trying to make a better story and stuff. And so it's just ironic that, coming from a Christian person, that he's actually, if his story is not true, he's actually lying.
Yeah, well, do you think he's lying, or do you think that Karl Rove outright just told him, look,
yeah,
you know, she's anti-choice?
He's actually just rationalizing his lie, I guess. I guess the main point I was going to bring up, though, was the caller about that talked about the Nazis and abortion and stuff.
Right, right.
Made that leap. You know, my problem with, I'm Christian, but my problem with people that are so anti-abortion, and I agree it should be rare, safe, legal, but is that they don't care about the people around the globe that don't have access to clean drinking water, that die every day. Where's their march to that cause? They don't
care.
Well,
poverty under
the
Bush administration has gone up every year, and a lot of people who are caught in poverty are kids.
Right. I mean, if they were really concerned about life and respect life and stuff, they would actually be taking up more causes than just the origination and fetus issue. So that's just my point.
Yeah, you know what, and I think it's a very, very valid one. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Let's go to Lydia in Denver. Lydia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, I'm like 15, and the first thing that I do when I meet somebody, if I hang out with them on a regular basis, is find out their political opinion. And I don't understand how a political leader wouldn't know what the political opinion of his nominee is.
Yeah,
and I'm like a high school student who cares about it.
Well, did you ever think as a high school student you're probably smarter than the person leading this country?
Well, I think a kindergartner would be smarter than the person leading this country.
Well, you know, I don't understand it either. I don't know how they expect us to believe that they never discussed this.
And it's just, I'd like to think I'm politically conscious, but I also think that most people know what other people's political opinion is. It's not like this big hidden secret.
Well, Do you think Karl Rove told James Dobson that Myers was anti-choice, or do you believe what Dobson says when he says that Rove danced all around the subject but never really came out and said it?
Well, I think that Bush knew the entire time, honestly.
Yeah, that he talked to her?
If he knew her for 10 years. I know people for 2 months, and I already know their political opinion.
Yeah, see, that's why I find it to be so crazy, don't you?
Yeah.
And then he thinks we're stupid enough to believe that he never had any kind of a discussion, or that these people haven't, behind closed doors, had discussions about this, because it's vital to them. It's what they care the most about.
And I'd really hope that I'd hate to refer to him as this, but he is the political leader of our country, and I'd like to think that he actually cares about politics, but apparently not, if he didn't know.
Yeah, good points. Lydia, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Brad in Denver. Brad, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, a couple things. Karl Rove, through the White House press secretary, says he had never had anything to do with the outing of Valerie Plame. The president's people never pressured anybody to justifying intel for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. You know,
that's two lies right there.
And those are huge lies. Those are really huge lies. And so to say that they never had the discussion about her political stance on Roe v. Wade is ludicrous, in my opinion, and an outright lie. And to believe that these people wouldn't lie about that is just beyond compare to me. But anyway, a caller asked a little while ago, how dumb does George Bush think that the people of the United States are? He knows how dumb most of the people are. You know, only 50 in the 50s vote. 50 percentile of the population of the country vote. And probably 100% of the religious right base vote.
Yeah, well, they were in the last election. They were able to outmobilize us, and
absolutely.
they helped to. You know, they're really the ones who elected George Bush president.
Yeah, absolutely, they are. And I just want to encourage everybody, all the callers, and all the listeners of the show, to encourage their friends to think politically and act politically, and keep everybody thinking about things and get out the vote on the 06 and 08 elections. One more thing, Jay.
Sure.
Whatever happened to the report that I first heard, and I know I'm not insane, I'm just hearing things, but there was a report when her nomination, Harriet Myers' nomination, was first made public, that she was involved with a group that believed that Jesus could change gays back into straight people.
Now, see, that I don't know about. I don't know if her church endorses that idea or not. I don't have any idea about that.
Well,
it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, she was involved, supposedly, according to this report, which I heard on I don't have cable, so it was a national news report, and I don't have the internet, or I would Google search it, you know, and find out. And tell you about it, but I'm hoping that maybe you or your producer could look that up and get that information out again too, because that's something that I think is just obscene.
Yeah, just, you know, obscene. What? We'll definitely check that out. I you know, people who and I, you know, I had a whole, I did a whole morning once. I mean, it almost turned out to be a whole morning once about that subject, about gays and lesbians. And I would get these calls from people who would say, well, it's something you choose, not something you're born with. And I have never been able to figure that out.
Yeah, I've never met a gay person that told me they chose to be gay, you know?
Yep, you got it.
If I could choose to be gay, I would. I mean, it's so much easier than trying to date a woman.
Thank you, Brad.
You have a good day.
You're the best. All right. All right, coming up here, we're going to find out about Ken Gordon, referendum C&D. And speaking of gay rights, here's a story. Court hears gay fertility case. We'll talk about that coming up here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
language faster than you thought possible. Just dial 1-800-600-5103. 1-800-600-5103.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. And more time for Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Cash may not have gone out of style, but a new report claims things are moving in that direction.
We've really reached a new paradigm in America where credit isn't for the extras in life. It's for the basics in life.
Tamara Drought with the liberal advocacy group called Demos says credit card debt has tripled since 1989, and that debt is slow to go away.
In fact, it's about 3.5 years on average that people report they're in credit card debt.
Drought's group is opposed to the new bankruptcy law, which takes effect in a few days, and would require those who have the means to pay off some of what they owe. The big chill of winter is right around the corner, and the cost of staying warm could leave millions of Americans cold. Peggy Laramie is with the American Gas Association.
The average home would be looking at a 50% increase in its natural gas bills, and it might be higher in the Midwest, depending on how cold the weather is.
But there should be enough gas to go around. The Los Angeles Archdiocese has released personnel files on 126 priests accused of sexual abuse. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us what's in them.
Much of the information in these files simply confirms previous reports, but it's the first time church documents have revealed so many details. The documents show that the archdiocese repeatedly dealt with accused priests by simply moving them somewhere else. In some cases, the accused clergymen continued the abuse in their new location.
The storms that kept earthquake relief from reaching millions in South Asia have moved away. Now big Chinook helicopters are delivering food, blankets, and medical supplies and leaving with the injured. Chief Warrant Officer Mark Jones.
It just seems like there's no end to the casualties that they have up there for us. Each aircraft that goes up there is bringing back 30 to 40 casualties.
Dr. Abdullah Mohammed is with the World Health Organization. He says infection is a major concern.
Injuries have happened about 3 or 4 days ago, and we are noticing that majority of them are infected. They're very severely infected wounds.
A Provo, Utah woman who forced her adopted 4-year-old daughter to drink a gallon or two of water as punishment has been convicted of child abuse in that girl's death. Prosecutor Sherry Reagan.
It's sad because it certainly doesn't bring back the child that was lost.
The girl was being punished for sneaking a drink of juice from a younger sister's cup. Much of the east will get more rain today, 1 or 2 inches. CBS's Kelly Cobiea tells us that's the last thing waterlogged Allstead, New Hampshire needs right now.
The center of town is not accessible right now, and the river runs right through it. The police station was destroyed, was completely flooded, along with all of their records, their 911 system, their ham radio system, a lot of their emergency equipment.
In Iraq, insurgents out to wreck Saturday's constitutional referendum have bombed an army recruiting center in Talifar near the Syrian border. At least 30 people have been killed. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down about a point. This is CBS News.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, number NASD and SIPC.
No prescription drug coverage? Now there's help. Introducing the Merck Prescription Discount Program. You may be eligible for discounts of 15 to 40% on Merck drugs, regardless of age or income. Call 1-800-50-MERCK to enroll. It's free to join, and there are no membership costs. The new Merck Prescription Discount Program. It's one more way Merck puts patients first. Call 1-800-50-MERCK.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are seeing some trouble if you're coming in from Lakewood this morning. Have three separate accidents working eastbound 6th Avenue, all of them right around Federal and all in the clearing stages, but we are seeing some pretty heavy jams before you hit Sheridan. Now, southbound I-25 bunches up from 104th down to the Turnpike, then we're starting to get busy for the ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Also seeing a busy ride eastbound I-270 from I-76 over to York. Now around town, things are crowded on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, and the Turnpike now slows Denver-bound from Federal over to Pecos. Checking out the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-50s. Right now we're at 40 degrees. At Romano's Macaroni Grill, they saute a tender chicken breast along with mushrooms, artichokes, and prosciutto to create their chicken scallopini. Try their chicken scallopini today for only $11.99. Only at Romano's Macaroni Grill. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Something big is coming, but we came about it until next Monday.
I'm glad we waited.
Yeah.
But I can't wait anymore.
The suspense is killing me.
Don't miss a major announcement for 800-900-1627. 1-800-900-1627. 1-800-900-1627. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:05, 5 minutes after 7, partly cloudy, a high near 59, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. And it's nice to be able to hook up with you here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I want to talk about this California court, this gay fertility case, but before we get to that, I was talking about this the other morning. I got to get into this a little bit. If you look at the Rocky Mountain News this morning, judge sleeps on decision on anti-referendum C&D ad funds. It says a hearing in the tangled case involving whether the Independence Institute has to reveal who funded a radio campaign against referendums C&D was continued until this morning. So a Denver District Court judge could think about it overnight. That's just the latest twist in a complicated battle that basically hinges on two issues. Are Colorado's state laws requiring disclosure of campaign contributions constitutional? And is the Independence Institute a free market think tank, a political lobby that should have to disclose contributions, or an educational group that simply runs informational radio ads and shouldn't have to follow campaign finance laws? Two court cases are now running simultaneously. One involves a complaint filed against the Independence Institute by supporters of referendum C&D. They are demanding that the group reveal the identity of Mr. X, an anonymous donor who funded a round of radio ads against the referendum. The other case is a lawsuit in the Independence Institute against the Colorado Secretary of State, claiming state campaign finance laws restrict free expression and are unconstitutional. Now, here's my question, okay? Here's my question. And I asked this the other morning. I asked it last Friday during open phones. What is John Caldera, the Independence Institute, what are they hiding here from us? Why won't they let us see who their contributors are? If you go to the Secretary of State's website, you can see who's contributed to the C&D referendum, the pro-C&D referendum. What are these people hiding, and should they be required to disclose where their funding is coming from? 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons. Don't suck free energy off the radio. 303-713-7600. Do you think that the anti-referendum C&D folks, the Independence Institute and John Caldera, should have to disclose where they got their contributions from, and having somebody disclose where they got their contributions from by law, is that anti-constitutional? Is that does that inhibit somebody's right to free speech? Speaking of free, hello to Corrine Henkelman. She is of Aurora, and she's this hour's $1,000 name winner. Cash just for being a loyal listener from AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. You can sign up now at am760.net. All right, 303-713-7600. Should Caldera and those guys be able to tell us where the money came from? Because if the people who want referendums is C&D, and I want them to pass, but the people who want them to pass, you can go to the Secretary of State's website and find out who their donors are. What do you think John Caldera and the Independence Institute are hiding? And also, should they be required to tell you and I, the public, where they're getting their money from? And do you consider that the ads that they have run to be educational? Which made me laugh when I heard that, about the ads being educational. To me, they're anything but educational. They're a distortion of the truth. Which, you know, they have a right to do that. I mean, they have a right to get on the radio and lie. And get on the television and lie. That's part of the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. I mean, you can get on there and lie and smear and do all that all you want. But what is it about them that they can't tell us exactly where the money's coming from? Let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hi, Marshall.
What they have to hide is the fact that I'll guarantee the majority of their donors are from out of state. They're, from, they're Washington power brokers that have their own agenda. Could care less what's best for Colorado. Instead, just want to shove their ideologies down our throat, and they're funding this think tank, to propagate what they think is best for Colorado when they don't even live in our state and won't have to deal with the consequences when referendum if referendum C&D doesn't pass.
Well, do you think that the fact that the money would be out of state, do you think the people would resent that?
I would resent that because these people will live in our state. They don't have kids going to our schools. They don't have, they don't drive on our roads. They don't have, grandparents that depend on Medicaid. They don't have to deal with the consequences. All it is a game to them. They have the ideology. They have to protect it. And so they're going to do whatever it takes to protect that ideology.
All right. So should they have to be, should they disclose where their money comes from?
Well, my issue, even further beyond disclosing who these people are, is that their contributions to Independence Institute are tax-deductible. I mean, they're getting, that means that their donations to the Independence Institute are treated like a donation to the Red Cross.
I don't know. The Independence Institute is a political organization, and I don't know that if it's a political organization, I don't think you get a tax deduction for that.
No, they have the exact same tax status as the Red Cross. They're a 501c3.
Well, boy, that's, I don't agree with that at all.
Shady. And that's what even angers me more. I mean, I have no problem. You want to fund your pet projects. You want to, have your ideology and go for it. But don't be taking money away from legitimate charities to fund some crackpot think tank. That bothers me on so many levels.
Yeah, it bothers me now, too, that you said it. I always viewed them as being a political organization, and in which most contributions to political organizations are not tax-deductible.
Yeah, they sent out a mailer. There's a website. I can send you the link if you like. That's a bonus. Hey, you can give to our, little think tank, and, oh, by the way, your donation's tax-deductible. It's a double whammy. You get to spread the conservative ideology and get some money off at the end.
All right. So do you think they should be required by law to disclose who their campaign contributors are?
If it's determined that they're running a political campaign, absolutely. And from the ads I've seen and from what I, the way they run their operation, they definitely have a political agenda. And that's not the purpose. That's not why those, tax statuses were made available. It's so, that they're not running an educational operation. I think that's the bottom line.
No, I think, if you watch those commercials, they're not educationally based at all.
It's obviously they've got a slant, and they say, oh, well, we don't say no on C&D. I mean, it's just a game to them. They don't get it that people, I mean, Hank Brown said it, if referendum C&D does not pass, it is going to exclude people from having the opportunity to go to college. And they don't get it. It's just about protecting their ideology. It's just a big game to them.
All right, Marshall. Appreciate the call, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right. 303-713-7600. Should the people who oppose referendum C&D, should they be required by law to have to tell us who their campaign contributors are? They claim that it's an infringement of their free speech rights and that it's unconstitutional. But I want to know if you think that we should that they should be compelled to tell us, and what is it that they're hiding in not telling us? 303-713-7600, and I've got four open lines here about this. I brought it up last Friday. I still wonder about it, and I think that they ought to be compelled to tell us. I think we ought to know where that money's coming from. I don't think those commercials that they run are anywhere near what you would call educational. They're political. And why it is that John Caldera and the Independence Institute does not want to tell us where they're... What are they hiding? And I know that that's like an old, that's an old type of almost cliched, like, well, if you've got nothing to hide. But to the privacy issue, to me, on a public referendum, just doesn't wash. And maybe I'm the only one that feels this way. But 303-713-7600, I'd love to see what you think about it. I got four open lines, so get off your half moons and use them. We're coming up on 7:15 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Oh, now I got three open lines. Okay, so we got three open lines available here, and we'll take calls coming up. So three.
Hockey's back, and Molson is celebrating like only they can. Click here now to find out how. Who will be the lucky winner in the Molson Money Machine? One lucky person will win the ultimate Avalanche experience at Pepsi Center. Collect Molson twin labels at these bars and enter for your chance to win Avalanche tickets, Molson hockey bags, Molson hockey shirts, Molson hockey mask neons, and the grand prize, the ultimate Avalanche experience. Two tickets to see the Avs play Vancouver. Watch the pregame from the penalty box, and the winner will ride the Zamboni during the game. Click here now to see when Molson...
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3Denver.760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. 718, 18 minutes after 7 a.m. 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, a high near 59. 303-713-7600. Should the Independence Institute be required to reveal where they're getting their campaign money from, particularly a guy named or a person named Mr. X who gave money, who funded a round of radio ads against the referendum C&D, should they tell us who Mr. X is, and should they be compelled to tell us who Mr. X is, and what the hell are they hiding? And we got one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Trey in Denver. Trey, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Trey.
Yeah, Jay.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Good. Yeah, I agree with the last caller and with what you're saying. I mean, these guys... it's just a joke. I mean, they just sit on TV and lie, tell you that it's a blank check, you know, that they're going to raise your taxes. And it's, C&D is nothing about that. And, you know, it's just remarkable what these guys will try to get away with.
Yeah, it's, you know, this Mr. X, this Mr. X Caldera keeps talking about, and the Independence Institute keeps talking about protecting his privacy. Do you think that they should have to reveal who gives them their money?
Yeah, of course they should have to disclose who gives them the money. I mean, you know, this is, you know, this is just typical. This is just the way they do things.
You know, I don't know how the general public really would even, that they would have any shred of credibility when they're hiding where the money comes from. And in any situation, you always look for the money trail.
Well, C&D representatives, they'll disclose where the money comes from. What are these guys hiding?
I'd like, you know, I'd really like to know that. I'd like, and if I could ever get a chance to ask Caldera, I'd ask him straight on, what are you hiding? Why is it that you won't, you know what he'll say? You say, if you ask him about this Mr. X, I mean, he would tell you that he doesn't want to violate the guy's privacy. But if you engage in a political referendum, it's a public deal, I think you give up some of that privacy.
I agree.
All right, Trey, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, that's frees up two lines now, 303-713-7600. Should they be required, the people who are against C&D, to tell us who Mr. X is, who paid for a round of radio and television ads, or does having them have to respond and show who contributed money to them, does that is that infringe upon their free speech rights? Let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I thought, maybe I'm wrong, that we had laws in Colorado regarding disclosure.
We do.
Contributions?
Yeah, we do.
Well, what is? What are they getting by on a technicality with this? Or what?
No, it's stuck in court. You know, they kept claiming that it would infringe upon this so-called Mr. X's privacy. So they wanted to protect the privacy by keeping the donor list private, and they're in court with the pro-referendum C&D people trying to fight this out.
Well, what if Mr. X? I'm not saying that he is, but what if he was representative of a foreign government? Wouldn't we want to know that?
Yeah, I'd say so.
And I feel like it's not educational. Their ads, they're lying. This is not educational. A whole commercial full of lies is not educational. If that's some kind of way to get off of disclosing, I don't know what they're claiming. But
yeah, that is one of the things they're saying, that these are not political ads or educational
ads. Of course they're political ads. It's a political campaign, and the ads are full of distortions and lies. The other thing is, you know, I have been on the fence, frankly, because I don't want to spend any more tax money than I have to, but this kind of activity really pushes me over to the pro side, because I don't like to vote for crooks unless I absolutely have to. I mean, I try to avoid that if at all possible. And to lie in the ads, to lie about who, and not disclosing something to me like this is lying, too. So, you know, I mean, I don't think... a pack of liars is something that I can support.
Why are you on the fence about C&D? What is it that bothers you about it?
I guess I would really like to get... There's such a discrepancy on dollar amounts and stuff. I'd really like to know the absolute facts about, you know, how... And I know, you know, the pro people are trying to push their side, and the con people are too. But when it's versus... when Governor Owens says that we're going to be out about $15, and when the con side says we're going to be out about $3,000, I know the con side is lying about our income tax refunds. I know that's a lie, but I wonder, you know, some of those factual things. I do support our state government. I do support the things that they say they're going to spend the money on, because I think that we have great needs in those areas. And another thing that really bothers me, I know Mr. Douglas Bruce uses government services. I mean, he has to.
Yeah, he has to, even though he rails against them.
And considering his position in Colorado Springs and his occupation and everything else, you know darn well he uses more government services probably than the average person. And for him to spit in the eye of government when he's using it at the same time is another dishonesty, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you know, that's... I mean, this is a guy, Douglas Bruce is a guy who claims that public schools are indoctrination centers.
Yeah, well, he doesn't even have any children. How does he know? He's not even married. How does he know?
I don't know that he has any kids or not.
As far as I understand, he is not married and has no children, so how would he know that? I could be wrong about that. And Mr. Caldera's children are so young, they're not in school yet either. He doesn't know either.
But can you imagine calling the public schools an indoctrination center?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I have three kids in school, and they are not indoctrination centers.
It's unbelievable, these people.
Absolutely.
It is. It really is. It's unbelievable. It's mad.
And they're so hypocritical, and they'll spit in your eye and tell you it's raining, and then you're supposed to believe them. I'm sorry. I just don't.
Yeah. Well, I hope you vote for C&D.
I think I will. If no other reason than this kind of shenanigans going on shows what kind of people are opposed to C&D. That just shows who they are.
Yeah, well,
very illustrative.
We'll have Ken Gordon on in here in about 5 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, and he is leading the effort to get, along with Andrew Romanoff and so many others, Lynn, Bill Owens, leading to get the effort to get C&D passed. And, you know, we'll ask him about the money situation, and we'll ask him those questions. Elaine, thank you.
Great,
I appreciate
you
calling in.
Thanks a lot.
Let's go to Merle in Littleton. Merle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi, excuse me for a minute. Yeah, I believe that, yes, they should disclose the people, this Mr. X or whoever's who's these anonymous contributions to the anti-C&D movement here.
Yeah, why wouldn't they want to? I wonder what they're hiding in that this Mr. X has to have all this privacy when he's funding these political ads for a referendum in this state.
Well, you know, we as a taxpayer, whether you be right or left, should know who these people are and know what their incentives are. It's only right and fair.
Yeah, it's a fundamental right, I think, and I think that it doesn't interfere with their right to free speech.
But as your previous caller, she was a little bit skeptical about the numbers, but as far as I've read, I've been following this for the last several years between the Tabor Amendment and Amendment 23 and the Gallagher Amendment. The state budget has been in a budget crunch, and they've been cutting down services, the 28% hike in CU, talk about the loss of our community colleges. Those are all important things to me. We should try and preserve those things. And, of course, we had our late Senate President Andrews said that all community colleges are jobs training classes for the poor.
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
Yeah, I mean, that should really irk people. That should just get them on their high horse and, as you say, get off their half moons and do something about it. But it's just, I don't know. I don't want to have anything to do with that Independence Institute or John Caldera. I can't stand any of them.
Yeah, well, there's definitely something going on here. I mean, that they won't tell us who this Mr. X is. And I wonder if Mr. X is somebody with a lot of money who just, as Trey said in Denver, who lives outside, the state of Colorado, or maybe it was Marshall in Nevada who said that, who lives outside the state and doesn't have to live here, should referendum C&D fail?
Well, we also have Dick Armey coming up here campaigning against it, and what was that group of people out in Virginia?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of their names.
I can't either, but, what do they have to do with what's going on in this state?
Well, they've got an interest in seeing this pass because they're trying to attack government on a state-by-state basis.
Well, in my opinion, I think there's a two-prong approach, and you touched on it a little bit with the schools, is I think the rich are doing two things. They're taking us back several hundred years, where they would just do away with education altogether for everybody except for the elite and the aristocracy. And, of course, if you go back 100 years ago, only several hundred years ago, the clergy and the aristocracy is the only one that could read or write.
Well, their answer to everything is privatization. They'd like to voucher out the school system and turn everything over to private enterprise, and there are just some things that private enterprise just doesn't do very well. Merle, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we've got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Should the people who are against referendum C&D, should they tell us where their funding is coming from, and should they tell us who this mysterious Mr. X is? We'll take more of your calls coming up here. I've got three lines open at 303-713-7600, 729, 29 minutes after 7, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Got Ken Gordon coming up, too. But right now, look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Trouble if you're coming in from Lakewood. Three separate crashes eastbound 6th Avenue. They're all on your approach to Federal, so expect some pretty heavy jamming from Wadsworth on over. Now on the north end of town, southbound I-25, loaded up from 104th into downtown. We have a wreck at 20th, adding to those delays. And eastbound I-70 now a little sluggish from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. Around town, things are busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayline, and Belmont also running heavy, and the Turnpike slows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Checking out the forecast, going to be sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. Right now, we're at 40 degrees. Liberty Mutual offers Colorado State University graduates up to 10% off auto insurance. That's right. All you have to be a Colorado State graduate to be eligible. So call Liberty Mutual today and find out how much money you could be saving on auto insurance. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape, 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
And Fred Lebrato and the Mays brothers and the Ali brothers, and the list just goes on and on of good people working at Rockies. So get out there and see them. If you want to get more bang for your buck when it comes to buying a vehicle, Rockies is a place to go. They're located at the corner of 3rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. You'll see exactly what Mary and I have found out, what John Turk has found out, what a lot of our friends find out, is that if
you're on the border of New Mexico.
Wow, how many miles did you walk all together?
389.
And how was the reception along the way?
I think it was very good. when we started, and even now, a lot of people don't know what C&D is. They don't know there's something of significance on the ballot this fall. So when people saw us walking with our signs, they would stop and they'd say, okay, what are you walking about? In fact, the last day we were walking through dirt roads east of Trinidad, and a rancher, he was filling his cistern, so he drove by us three times hauling water. And he stopped and he said, what are you guys walking about? And we talked to him and he was impressed. He said he had been undecided before, but he could tell we were working from our hearts and he felt like he'd vote for it. So that was...
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, we've been talking here, and for those people who don't know, talk a little bit about, before I get to this thing about the Independence Institute and where they're getting their money, talk a little bit about, for those people who don't know, talk a little bit about what C&D are about.
Well, when we passed the Tabor Amendment, most people thought it was just that they were going to have a chance to vote in the future on tax increases. But there's a trick in the Tabor Amendment. It's called the ratchet effect. And when we have a recession and our spending goes down, that becomes the base, and we can't get back up after it. It's like if there's a drought and the Dillon Reservoir goes down, and then there are good years after, you still can't fill the reservoir. So even though we have enough money after the recession's over, like the 9/11 recession, we can't fund things like higher education, health care, and fixing our roads and bridges in Colorado. It's just crazy. No other state has it. And even when they go, even when these guys who oppose it here go to other states to say you should have some kind of a spending limitation, they don't put in the ratchet effect because they know it's wrong. And it's wrong for them to try to keep it here. They know it's wrong. And you're right. That money comes from out of state. They don't care about Colorado. And they don't care if we can't educate our kids or fix our roads here in Colorado because they're ideologues and they're on a nationwide issue.
All right. They're in court today about this whole thing about the mysterious Mr. X and where the money comes from. Do you think they should be required to say where the money comes from, or do you buy the issue that they're an educational organization and therefore they're exempt from it?
No, of course they should say where the money comes from. That way people can evaluate whether they want to support their side or our side. They should know who's supporting both sides.
Do you have any idea who the mysterious Mr. X is?
I don't know. I think... The fact that they don't want to disclose it shows they have a guilty conscience, I think. It's probably either some extremely wealthy Coloradans who don't want people to know, you know, that they're doing something that's bad for Colorado, or it's people from other states, and they don't want people to know that they're people from other states. It may even be some combination.
So there is no way. So the mysterious Mr. X could be several people.
Oh, yeah. It could be... Grover Norquist's organization from Washington. He's the one that said the government should be small enough you can drown it in a bathtub.
Right, exactly.
You know, these are people that really do not, they really don't want to pay for anybody else's kids to get educated or anybody else to get health care, and they're not in favor of community. They don't believe that we're stronger if we work together, and they're just wrong about that. What they would make would be a country of selfish people who just care about themselves, that could never do things like win the Second World War, send a man to the moon, build the Internet. You know, they're so short-sighted that they'd end up destroying even their own prosperity.
Now, as I point out a lot of times in the show, and I want you to point it out again, too, they run this misleading television ad that leads you to believe that your income tax, that you will not get an income tax refund from the state. We're not talking here with C&D about any kind of an income tax check, right?
No, that's right. The only rebate that you won't get is the Tabor surplus rebate, which no one's gotten in the last 3 years anyway because we haven't had a Tabor surplus. So if you've gotten any income tax refund over the last 3 years, you'll keep getting that because that's just when you overpay your liability on your income taxes. That's not changing.
Which they repeatedly run that ad and lie about it and have some people believe that the income tax check won't get an income tax check.
It's misleading.
It is misleading. All right, what are your plans now, Ken?
Okay, well, I'm still working. We've got till November 1st at 7 o'clock to get out the vote. One of the problems this year is in a presidential race in Colorado, 2 million people vote. We've never had a million people vote in an odd year election. The most has ever been about 980,000. So people need to vote. And if you're listening and you know that we need to pass referendum C&D because you care about educating kids and fixing our roads and having a health care safety net, you know that it's important to Colorado. then you need to get the other people that you know to vote, because they won't vote otherwise. The people that live next door to you or work next door to you or in your bridge club or your book club, you need to make a list and make sure they vote. It's everyone's responsibility. I'm talking to the listeners right now. It's your job just as much as it is Jay's or mine to inform people that there's something important that they need to vote on. If you all do this, it'll pass by one vote.
You think by only one vote?
I want everyone to work as hard as they can. Till
yeah,
7
o'clock. It is going to be tight. I know that.
Yeah.
And
the other side's argument is easier. They appeal to selfishness, and there's always a constituency for selfishness. And people don't realize that they do rely on the services that we're going to use this money for. They don't realize that, so they think they can vote no, and everything will be fine, but it won't be.
Yeah. You know what? You're really absolutely right about that. Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon, thank you. Really appreciate your time, and I know we're going to have you on again before the vote comes up. And we urge everybody to get out and support Referendum C and D.
Thanks, Jay.
You got it. And we'll continue with your phone calls here at 303-713-7600, whether you think that the Independence Institute ought to disclose who is paying for their ads, who this mysterious Mr. X is, or it could be a number of people. Do you think that they should have to tell us who's providing them the money to run the ads, or is it a violation of that person for you to know who's running the ads? 303-713-7600. I got four lines open, so lose them before you.
Your gas for a year. No kidding. See store for details. Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
For now, we've been sworn to secrecy. Monday's Jay Marvin Show. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll spill the beans. Don't miss.
Make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Ben is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 746, 14 minutes in front of 8. Partly cloudy today, a high near 59, and 303-713-7600. We're talking about referendum C&D, and the opponents of C&D refuse to disclose where their money's coming from and who this mysterious Mr. X is who has given them money for radio ads and against the referendum. For a round of radio ads against the referendum. They want to protect, they say, their donors' privacy. My point is, this is a public referendum, and it's politics, and they claim they're an educational institution, and that the ads are educational, and I believe they're political, and that they ought to disclose the names. What are they hiding? What is John Caldera and the Independence Institute hiding from? Let's go to Mac in Colorado Springs. Mac, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. And just to put it out in front of everybody, if you're not or don't have access to the Gazette newspaper in Colorado Springs, which is libertarian and about as right-wing as it gets, they're running a marvelous series on C&D with what's true, what's not true, and half-truths. And right now they are strongly supporting C&D, which is a total turnaround for that group.
Boy, that is a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's worth looking at if you can access it. Now, the other piece, yesterday, since I couldn't get anybody else but that stinking KOA, Governor Owens did a marvelous job on Mike Rosen, because Rosen was maintaining we'd have a 7% increase in tax within 5 years, and even though I wouldn't vote for Owens in a rainstorm, he took him to task and proved that Mike had no figures. It was his opinion. Now, yeah, we got to get this out. Who's supporting this thing? Holtzman and his family money, and how much of the money's coming from out of state? I think that's a very critical point.
Yeah, don't you know, if there is money coming in from out of state, don't we as Coloradoans have the right to know where this money comes from?
Amen, we do.
I mean, because they're trying to influence politics in this state.
Well, they're trying. They end up influencing a whole lot more besides politics, and as the economics of Colorado is somewhat insulated from time to time from certain other states, but this ends up being a mess for most of us.
All right, Mac. Thank you, man. Great call.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Nick in Aurora. Nick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good, Nick. How are you?
Okay. Hey, I have two issues. I'm really against this, maybe unusual in your callers, but I think there's two reasons. One is this, I don't like the way it's portrayed that people pretending that this isn't a tax increase is
but it's
exactly
not.
What it is. And the second thing is there are monies we have available that could be better used, and we don't need any increase in taxes. We just need to better use the money we have.
All right, what money are you talking about?
I'll give you a perfect example. I was in my library the other day, and there is a whole length wall of nothing but Spanish-speaking media. Now, we are an English-speaking country. There's no reason we should spend dollars, tax dollars, to put language in there that 90% of the people can't read.
How much do you think that cost?
Pardon me?
How much do you think that cost?
Out of all the branches, I'd have to say thousands and thousands.
I mean, we could have a debate on whether the library ought to have Spanish language books in it or not. I mean, that's a whole other separate subject.
But Jay, the point is,
if you look at it, well, wait a minute, let me finish. If you look at it though, in the context, You know, that's a drop in the bucket compared to what this state spends annually and compared to the things that we need to fix, which we can't fix because we don't have the money to do it.
Well, I think you start and you take the money, then you reallocate it where...
Yeah, but that's not even going to... The money off those things in dual language.
We hire teachers that have to speak dual language.
Where are you going to get the money for all of these things? Where's the money going to come from?
Well, take the money you're spending on those things now
and
reallocate it.
One example of Spanish language books in a library are not going to fix the infrastructure of the state. It's not going to be able to attract the best and brightest teachers. It's not going to be able to keep tuition from going up. I mean, when you have a group as diverse as Hank Brown and Bill Owens, along with Andrew Romanoff and Ken Gordon, I mean, that ought to tell you something right there. And if you say it's a tax increase, tell me how it's a tax increase.
We're not getting back tax money that we have withheld.
Your Tabor check, which you haven't received in 3 years anyway.
This is a tax.
It's not your income tax we're talking about here.
Sure
it's your
it is.
No, it's not. It's separate from your state income tax. Go look
how
it up.
How is it separate?
Because the Tabor refund is a separate tax from your state income tax. Go look it up.
Where did the money come from, Jay? Where did the money come from?
It is separate. It's money that you were supposed to get back under Tabor, which you haven't been able to get back because the state hasn't had the money, and you're not going to get it back. You haven't gotten it back in 3 years. So what difference does it make? But people who are against this are confusing it as being part of your state income tax, and it has nothing to do with your state income tax.
The money came out of your pocket in the first place. It's your
money.
But
you know what? The money came out of my pocket, and it comes out of your pocket. But in reverse, you're also using the very systems that you're paying for.
Well,
what do you want to get? I mean, you want to drive on bad roads?
You're clouding the issue of where
the money
came from.
I'm not clouding the issue at all. You have a certain responsibility if you live in a community and you live in a state where you end up using goods and services that state provides. You have a certain responsibility to pay for those things unless you intend to privatize everything. And I don't think that's going to work.
Well, I agree. And isn't the way we're set up is that we vote on whether or not to spend those dollars?
Well, that's exactly what referendum C&D is all about. But under Tabor, you don't get to vote for it.
Yeah. And that's
vote there. Show me where there's a vote under Tabor.
That was an amendment was passed years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And that's why we have a referendum on it. But whether we vote for it or we don't vote for it, the fact is it's not a tax increase, and you are not getting your state income tax. You will still get your state income tax, and to portray it as being any other way is to twist the facts.
No, and I think that's exactly what you're doing in this argument.
I'm not doing it. Go look it up.
If that money were to come back to you, and now it's not coming back to you, that's extra taxes, Jay.
Oh, by how much? By what? By $34?
Well, see, you're clouding the issue.
I'm not clouding
the
issue.
How much is it?
I'm not clouding the issue. It's not.
It doesn't matter whether...
Your Tabor... Look, do you agree with me that the Tabor money is separate from the state income tax?
It's part of... tax money, Jay.
No, go look it up. All right.
It's part of the tax money.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate the call, Nick. I appreciate your time. You know, you should really, you should go look it up. Let's go to Brian in Thornton. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. First of all, like, getting rid of a wall of Spanish books is going to solve Colorado's economic problem. My goodness.
Well, I mean...
That just goes to show some of the people on the other side what they
think. Well, I mean, that's what he thinks.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I don't know who the mystery man is or where the money comes from. It's kind of scary with the right and the... And the opposing side, they have so many think tanks and so many institutions where they're just loaded with money. It's hard to pin where it could be coming from.
Well, in this case, the money's going into the Independence Institute, so it's a question of where's the Independence Institute getting its money to run campaign ads.
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm definitely for C&D, and everyone I run into and talk to, is for it. And if they question it because of those ads, I just tell them, pay attention, look up, and see where that money is going to go. And like you say, it's for services that we need, roads and education and health care things. I mean, it's just all kinds of stuff that help communities thrive. And one thing that drives me nuts is some of these commercials they show. Like, they have this one where this girl's on there, and she says she could either vote yes on referendum C&D, or she can pay her college tuition. Who goes to college for $3,200 a year now. I mean,
yeah,
give me
really.
A break. Just pay attention to what they're saying in these commercials, and you can figure it out.
I think the average Tabor check was like what, $384.
Yeah, and like you said, and everyone else knows, we haven't gotten those checks for 3 years. So what are you going to be missing?
It's not a tax increase, as the previous caller tried to say.
No, it's not.
But he wouldn't buy the idea that it's separate from your state income tax.
No, and he couldn't say that where the tax increase was going to be. That they can't say that. They can just, that's all they can say is tax increase, tax increase. You know, it's the two word culture click, tax increase,
right. While they're all out using the same goods and services as the rest of us, who are more than willing to pay for it.
Exactly, exactly. And the sad thing is, some of them, the ones that are against it, they're well off enough financially where if something didn't pass, you know, if they would be able to provide services for themselves if they needed something, but some people out there can't. So it's just a shame they don't want to help out everyone in the community.
You got it. Hey, Brian, thank you, man. Good call.
Have a good day.
All right. Cindy and Bailey. Cindy, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey.
Hi, Cindy.
My question would be, how in a free society, in a truly free society, how can you have free speech if you're afraid to let the public know who you are?
Well, I think that's a pretty good question.
The whole idea behind free speech is for you to be able to stand up in front of everyone, naked to the world, in a manner of speaking, and say, here I am, and this is what I have to say. That's true free speech. And if you're not able to do that, you feel for some reason that you should be in fear of doing that, then that's not free speech. So that would be my argument in court. how can they claim that this is going to infringe on their free speech?
Well, it's a public referendum, so doesn't the public have a right to know where the money's coming from? The funds the opposition?
Exactly. And this is a political campaign for them to claim that educational in any way, shape, or form is absurd. It's
yeah, there's nothing educational.
Campaign.
There's nothing educational about the television ad they're running with the guy grabbing the envelope from the woman and stealing the little girl's ice cream.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know.
Lying about the fact that it's that this is your state income tax refund is paramount to just flat out lying. That's
well, it's just a distortion.
Lie.
It's just a distortion of the facts.
Exactly. Exactly.
Basically,
well, the guy before he needs to educate himself. I read what was behind all this, what was involved. I don't know. It's been last spring or something like that when I first heard about it and educated myself on it. And, you know, D, I was like, well, you know, I'm not going to stand up and lay my life on the line for
right.
D, but I certainly would be more likely to do that on C.
You got it. Cindy, I'm out of time. I appreciate the call, Cindy. Thanks. Call me again, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Have a come up next, Michael Isikoff from Newsweek magazine on the Rove and Libby investigation.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Now more progressive.
KCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Secretary of State Rice says Washington won't forget an ally in the war on terror.
The American people will want to respond and want their government to respond to Pakistan and the Pakistani people in their hour of need.
Rice is in Pakistan, where Saturday's South Asian earthquake took an estimated 35,000 lives. Some of the people whose homes in Muzaffarabad, Kashmir, were leveled by the quake are going home now to inspect the ruins. U.S. military helicopters are delivering relief supplies and taking the injured to hospitals. Chief Warrant Officer Mark Jones is part of that effort.
There's always more when we leave. We always have to turn people back.
Here at home, places that are still underwater from weekend floods could get another inch or two of rain today. Wendy Gendron has already lost her home in Walpole, New Hampshire, and the land it was built on.
My husband works 60, 65 hours a week to have provided all this for his family, and now it's just all gone.
A top conservative says he wasn't promised Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers would vote to reverse the decision that legalized abortion, but that subject was discussed in general terms.
Focus on the Family founder James Dobson has become a conservative point man in the administration's efforts on the Myers nomination. In a broadcast airing today, Dobson says 2 days before the choice was announced, presidential advisor Karl Rove assured him that
Harriet Myers is an evangelical Christian, that she is from a very conservative church, which is almost universally pro-life.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter wants to know more about what the White House told Dobson about Myers. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
The Los Angeles Archdiocese has broken the seal on personnel files of 126 priests accused of sexual abuse. It confirms allegations that church officials routinely looked the other way and shuffled priests from one parish to another. Attorney Stephen Rubino, who represents abuse victims, says the full story still isn't out.
It seems insane that we can't get to the bottom of the story, record it for history, figure out whether or not any compensation is due, and move on.
A liberal advocacy group says credit card debt has tripled since 1989, and in many cases, it's because people are charging rent payments and the groceries.
We have real evidence, finally, that households are indeed using credit cards
to support their basic needs.
Tamara Droughts Group says the new bankruptcy law that takes effect next week will make matters worse for consumers in debt. Supporters say that law will stop abuse by people who can afford to pay what they owe. Well, it looks like suppliers will have enough natural gas to keep American homes warm this winter, but the industry says prices could be 50% higher than last year. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead more than 49 points. The NASDAQ Composite is up by a fraction. This is CBS News.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 20. Overstock.com.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Lots of good news from your ride coming in from Lakewood. Crews have cleared three separate accidents on your approach to Federal. This is eastbound on 6th Avenue, but we're still seeing some pretty heavy delays from Wadsworth on over. South on I-25, seeing the usual slow spots from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. We're seeing a slow ride Denver-bound on the turnpike from Sheridan over to I-25, and C-470 stacks up eastbound from Santa Fe over to University. Now around town, busy ride on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93. We're also running heavy on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Faceline. Now checking the forecast, sunny today. Right now it's a little cloudy. High's going to be in the mid-50s. It's 40 degrees at the moment. Get a great low-fixed-rate home equity loan from Key and stop worrying about rising rates. Visit any Key Center or call 1-888-KEY-1234. Subject to credit approval, equal housing lender. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Something big is coming, but we can't vote until next Monday.
I'm glad we waited.
Yeah.
But I can't wait anymore.
The suspense is killing me.
Don't miss a major announcement
to you and replace that unsafe windshield. Call 303-831-1111. That's 831-1111.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, high near 59, 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here coming up in about 8 minutes. We'll talk to Michael Isikoff of Newsweek magazine. He is their investigative correspondent. He joined the magazine back in 1994, and he has been following the Valerie Plame thing very, very closely. So we'll ask him what's going on, what the latest is. What I do know now is that I believe Judith Miller, or I believe Karl Rove is going to go before the grand jury for a fourth time on Friday, and Judith Miller is going to talk to the grand jury again today. And that there's some discrepancy going on between what Scooter Libby, the vice president's chief of staff, said under oath in the grand jury room. There's some discrepancy between that and what Judith Miller says happened about the discussion about Joseph Wilson and Valerie Plame. So we'll talk a little bit about that with Michael Isikoff coming up, and it's really a pleasure to have him on the show here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Then the other thing is I've got this story, which... there's one thing I want to get to, want to give you a heads up on, is if he's not got enough trouble, Bill Frist has got more problems. Outside the blind trust that he created to avoid a conflict of interest, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist earned tens of thousands of dollars from stock in a family-founded hospital chain largely controlled by his brother, documents show. The Tennessee Republican, whose sale this summer of HCA Incorporated stock is under federal investigation, has long maintained that he could own HCA shares and still vote on health care legislation without conflict because he had placed the stock in blind trust approved by the Senate. However, ethics experts say a partnership arrangement shown in the documents obtained by the Associated Press raised serious doubts about whether the senator truly avoided conflict. Now, you know what? when he became Senate Majority Leader, he should have dumped that stock. He should have dumped that stock when he became a senator. Because how the hell do you vote on Senate issues revolving around health care if you own stock in a company that makes money on health care? In that case, the HCA stock was accumulated by a family investment partnership started by the senator's late parents and later overseen by his brother, Thomas Frist. The brother served as president of the partnership's management company, and as a top officer of HCA, Senator Frist holds no position with the company. Now, you know what? Senator Frist tells us that stocks were in a blind trust. Well, if they were in a blind trust, how did the senator know they were in there to begin with? Isn't the trust supposed to be blind? How would he know how many shares to sell? Kathleen Clark, a government ethics expert at the Washington University and St. Louis School of Law, said she doesn't believe the Senate Trust or the Tennessee Trust insulated Frist from conflict because the senator or his brother were advised of transactions and could influence decisions. And as you know, the SEC and the Justice Department are looking into Frist's sale of this stock in HCA. You know, I find all of these stories, and some of them on the internet, some of them I get from various other places, and a lot of mornings I'll get caught up on what we're talking about, and I'll just fail to say anything about them. Like, for instance, did you know this? Cheney's Halliburton stock options rose 3,281% last year. This is according to Senator Frank Lautenberg, a Democrat in New Jersey. And you know that Halliburton gets all those no-bid contracts. How would you like to have stock in a company that rose 3,281%? Something is definitely amiss. All right, we'll talk to Michael Isikoff coming up here from News about what's going on with the latest CIA plane gate. And we'll do that coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 10 minutes after 8, 10, $100. So you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000 down. And Rockies is the place to get a great, clean, late model used car, truck, minivan, van, or SUV, and get more bang for your dollar. Just as simple as that. And why do I talk so much about Rockies? Do I have a financial interest in Rockies? No, absolutely not. But I have bought, Mary and I have bought numerous cars there, and we've sent our friends there. John Turk bought a car there, who produces this show. I mean, they're just good all-around people to deal with. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles. Plus, you get Carfax, which tells you everything you need to know about the car. And when you're there, stop by Shaggy's Pumpkin Patch, one pumpkin per family, but you get a free pumpkin for Halloween. And Rockies is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So get out there and see the good people out there like Fred Labrato and the Mays brothers and the Ali brothers, and get on out there and see my friend Colby and the Tower of Power, and just all the folks at Rockies are there to help you. And you know something? They want you to go away with the car you want and also have a smile on your face, and they work doggone hard to get it done. Rockies Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of Boulder Turnpike. And don't forget, you can always browse Rockies from the comfort of your own. Going to Rockies Autos, put an S on the end of autos there. Rockies Autos, put an S on the end of auto. RockiesAutos.com, and also pre-qualify for
consolidation or for education. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. See website for licensing.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:14, 14 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, a high near 59. It's on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin, 303-713-7600. All right, we got Michael Isikoff. We got him. All right. Michael Isikoff joined Newsweek as an investigative correspondent back in June of 1994. He has written extensively on the U.S. government's war on terrorism, the Abu Ghraib scandal, campaign finance, congressional ethics abuses, presidential politics, and other national issues. He's also co-author of the weekly online web column, Terror Watch. And Michael Isikoff, welcome to AM 760.
Good to be with you.
Are you there, Michael?
I'm here. Are you not have me?
Yeah, now I got you.
Okay.
Okay. You know what? Nobody has been on this CIA leak case that I know of longer than you have. Can you give us an update as to where we are right now with this and the grand jury?
Well, we're down in the in crunch time. I mean, this is it. We got 2 weeks left of the grand jury. This case has been going on. Investigation has been going on for more than 2 years now. And it's, you know, there's a lot of nervousness around the White House that Pat Fitzgerald, the special prosecutor, may be preparing to bring indictments possibly as early as next week. We don't know that for sure. We know that this has been a serious investigation. We know we have new evidence being discovered at the, recent days, a notebook that was discovered by Judy Miller of the New York Times, which indicates yet another conversation that she had with Scooter Libby, who was the vice president's chief of staff. That's big. We got Karl Rove going back before the grand jury for a fourth time on Friday. That's extraordinary. A lot of intense activity by Pat Fitzgerald either going to lead up to a big bang conclusion or a complete fizzle. We can't say for sure until we see what Fitzgerald does.
But don't you think that something's got to come out of this, seeing that he took the extraordinary move to put a reporter in jail and threaten another reporter, Matt Cooper, with jail?
Look, he had to convince not just the trial judge the presiding judge in the U.S. District Court, Judge Hogan, but also a panel of U.S. Court of Appeals, that there was adequate grounds to imprison Judy Miller. And, you know, he had to establish that there was a strong reason to believe a federal crime had been committed here and that this was worthwhile. And he did so. In fact, if you read the extraordinary opinion, concurring opinion by Judge Tatel, who is a Clinton appointee on the U.S. Court of Appeals, he said he believed reporters had a right to protect their sources, that this was an important part of the journalistic process in American democracy, but it's a balancing test. And in some cases where there's a serious federal criminal investigation, that right must give way to the broader right of the government to investigate serious federal crimes. And then there's 8 redacted pages in which he goes through the evidence, and we don't know what that evidence is. It's redacted. It was all grand jury secret. And he concludes that in this case, when he picks up the public portion of the brief of his opinion, the government, i.e. Pat Fitzgerald, has clearly met his burden. Now, you know, there's no way to read that other than that something was presented to that Court of Appeals that was found very persuasive about the need for this evidence.
Now, explain about the email. How did this email suddenly just come about?
Well, it didn't suddenly, but it was, and in fact, it had been, the existence of it had been known for some time. What I write about this week is that the email, which is an email that Karl Rove wrote to Stephen Hadley, then Deputy National Security Advisor, telling him he had just gotten off the phone with Matt Cooper, that Matt Cooper called him about welfare reform, then switched the subject to Iraq and Niger and the controversy that was taking place in July 2003 about that. And Rose says he set Cooper straight and told him not to get time too out in front of the story. That's the email. We've known about that for a while. What we didn't know is that and we report for the first time this week in Newsweek that Karl Rove had initially had not disclosed to the FBI, nor in his first grand jury appearance, that he had spoken to Matt Cooper about the Wilson-Niger controversy. And, of course, that was that's what the Fitzgerald investigation was all about. Then this email, which would have been covered or should have been covered by all the subpoenas that Fitzgerald had issued for White House documents and emails, services found apparently by Robert Luskin, Mr. Rove's lawyer, and then Rove goes in to amend his testimony. This is last year, all done in secret, to tell them, well, he did have this conversation with Cooper. It was mainly about welfare reform, but there was a brief reference to the Wilson-Niger controversy, and he told them not to get too far out in front of it. That was Roe's version number two. Now, then, of course, over the summer, as is well known, we had Cooper's notes and emails turned over to the grand jury, Cooper's own testimony, and Cooper says, yes, in fact, he talked to Karl Rove. Karl Rove told him that Wilson's wife, who worked at the agency, i.e. the CIA, on WMD issues, had arranged for Wilson's trip to Africa. That is the core of what this investigation was about. It was disclosed by Rove to Matt Cooper. And so now, having given two different versions of his conversation, or two different versions of events prior to, Rove is going back before the grand jury on Friday to try to square them and explain how to reconcile these various accounts of his conversation with Matt Cooper.
Boy, you better have a pretty good answer.
Well, yeah, I mean, most likely it's going to be, hey, I talk to 1,000 people a day, don't ask me to keep straight what I said to who, you know. But whether that flies or not is, you know, we'll see soon enough.
Hey, 21 minutes after 8, Michael Isikoff from Newsweek on the line here. Also, there's the Scooter Libby thing about how he had a conversation with Judy Miller that he didn't disclose to the grand jury.
Well, apparently not. This is the, you know, Judy Miller's notes are found in recent days in the New York Times newsroom, and this indicates an earlier conversation with Scooter Libby than neither Miller nor Libby had told the grand jury. So they both got some explaining to do. Miller is back before the grand jury today. She was interviewed by the FBI. The question now, I think we're all going to be watching for, does Scooter Libby go back before the grand jury? Does his lawyer let him go back before the grand jury? It's a high-risk thing for Rove to go back before the grand jury because you'd never put your client before a grand jury if you're a lawyer, if you think he might get indicted. But what is Libby going to do? Surely one would think that Fitzgerald would want Libby's testimony again, but we have not yet heard that Libby's going back before the grand jury.
Who's the original leaker on this story? Does anybody have any idea?
No, we don't. That's the amazing thing. Here we are 2 years later, and we don't know the identity of the original leaker, which is pretty amazing for all the reporting that's been going on, all of which tells me that there's a huge chunk of this investigation that we're all still missing, that we all don't know, which makes it really hard for, you know, those of us writing and you know, commentating with all these speculative stories, because the bottom line is, we don't know the centerpiece of the investigation, the evidence that Fitzgerald's got.
I was just going to ask you that. If you guys don't know who you can't find out who the original leaker is, do you think Fitzgerald knows who the original leaker is?
Yeah, I feel confident Fitzgerald knows. For one thing, we're virtually certain that Novak has cooperated, and he would have been, by cooperating, he would have said right off the bat, here's who I spoke to.
Does that get Novak off the hook?
Well, Novak, we don't know that was ever in any jeopardy himself.
Well, I mean, he printed the name, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he didn't have a clearance. He didn't get the information from a classified document. He's in the news biz, and he's got every right to do that. And I would defend his right to do that. Although one would think that if one knew that somebody was a covert CIA agent, you wouldn't want to publish that.
Now, what about Ari Fleischer? Could he be part of this?
A lot of speculation about that, but again, you know, it is speculation.
How high up do you think this goes?
Well, you know, until we know. If you go to Karl Rove and Scooter Libby, you're going pretty high. You're going pretty high right there. So.
Does it make the leap? Does it make the leap from, say, Scooter Libby to Dick Cheney?
I'm not going to speculate on stuff I just don't know the answer to.
Because we don't know. Let me ask you this, Michael. Do you think there's a third person involved here that we don't know about?
Well, of course, the original leaker we don't know about.
So that would be the third person.
Well, that's at least one other person, yeah. Absolutely.
Hmm. This thing is incredible, isn't it?
It certainly is. Look, the stakes can't be higher. If it is entirely possible Fitzgerald's going to conclude the investigation and not bring any criminal charges, in which case the story will fizzle. But it is also entirely possible, equally if not more possible at this point, that he's going to bring criminal charges in the next week or two. And if he does, it could have a crippling, devastating effect on this presidency. So, as I say, the stakes in this one can't be higher.
All right, but if I had to ask you, and I know it's speculation, but if I had to ask you, do you think that that this thing would go on for two and a half years with all of this?
You would, and without criminal charges, you would think not. But
does he just come out with a stinging report?
He could just do a report. Say there was a lot of compelling evidence here, but not enough for me to bring criminal charges. Here's my report. He could do that. He could do nothing. He could just fold his tent and say, end of investigation, end of story. The bottom line is we just don't know. And, you know, look, I mean, all the signs at this point are is he's preparing to bring criminal charges. But, you know, we could all be surprised.
Yeah, you're right. You absolutely could be. Meanwhile, we all sit here waiting to see who it's going to be, and we have no clue on who it's going to turn out. Let me ask you something very quickly about Harriet Myers, because I know that you're sitting there and you get all the buzz and everything. You think she's going to make it, or do you think that the conservatives who are leading this rally, this charge against her, do you think they'll stop her nomination?
Too early to tell. I think a lot's going to depend on how the hearings go. There's certainly a lot of conservative dissension. Democrats seem to be sitting this one out. Let the Republicans do the battling. I would say, you know, a week ago, a day after, it would have been inconceivable that she wasn't going to make it. I'd say it's a possibility, but right now, that's all it is. I wouldn't necessarily put it as a high one, but it's certainly a possibility.
Because after all, I wouldn't want to have to be her, not being a constitutional scholar. You got to sit down in front of that Judiciary Committee that's loaded for bear, and they start asking you, well, what about this case and what about that case? And if you can't give them any kind of an answer,
right? She's going to have to bone up on her constitutional history.
And do you think she doesn't know the questions in advance? Although I bet you the Republicans leak it to her, maybe, huh?
Well, they can't leak the Democrats.
No, they can't, but they can leak theirs, can't they?
Right.
And
right. Well, yeah. No, I don't know. Some of them like Brownback. I'm not sure they want her on the court.
You really think that in the end, because Mitch McConnell, I saw him on the tube, and he was on some talking head show, and I can't remember which one it was, but he was saying that, all the Republican senators are going to line up behind her, no problem.
Well, we shall see. That hasn't been what they've been saying so far, but most of them have. But there are a few, like Brownback and a few others, that have been raising some Trent Lott, who have been raising some questions. We'll see. It's going to be some interesting hearings. I'll tell you that much.
All right, Michael.
Okay.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, that's it. I actually got to run. But
all right. Thank you so much.
You.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
For your time. Really appreciate it. All right. That's Michael Isikoff from Newsweek. Well, there you go. You know, your guess is as good as his, as good as mine, as good as anybody's on who's going to get indicted, if anybody gets indicted at all. But it is down to crunch time because that jury, that grand jury, runs out on October the 28th. We're in the last 2 weeks of it. And both Karl Rove and also... her name slipped my mind. Judith Miller. Judith Miller have gone back before the grand jury. Now we'll see what happens to see if Scooter Libby gets called back because of the information found in Judith Miller's notebook. All right, it's 8:29 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I don't know whether to start open phones early or get into this gay rights story. I'm not sure which one to do here. Let me think about it. It's 8:29, 29 minutes after 8, AM 760. Maybe I'll just give you the story and you can talk about that or anything else. But let's get some progressive traffic now from Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We do have a three-car crash now blocking the left lane westbound on the turnpike that's approaching the Wadsworth exit, or Highway 121. So expect jamming past Church Ranch, also slowing you down eastbound because of Curiosity. And we're also dealing with a right lane stall westbound I-70, this one just after Vasquez. That's southbound I-25, seeing the usual slowing coming out of the Thornton North Glen area. It's busy from 104th. Had a wreck off to the shoulder at 84th. That's now gone, but still it'll slow into downtown. C-470 stacks up eastbound from Santa Fe over to University. And around town, things are busy, but starting to thin out just a little bit on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93. Checking out the forecast, it makes the sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-50s. Right now, we're at 41 degrees. Save time on your weekly grocery shopping with Home Shop by King Soopers. Just log on to kingsoopers.com shop logo. You can have your favorite groceries delivered right to your door by the end of the day. Log on and start shopping now at kingsoopers.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulders.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Talked about this morning, or if you want to talk about Karl Rove and Scooter Libby, and you want to speculate on that, about which one of them will get indicted, or maybe none of them will get indicted. And we thank Michael Isikoff for joining the program. 303-713-7600, and I've got three lines open. Let's go to Dave in Arvada. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I have a little inside information on the Independence Institute that I think is pretty accurate. This fellow was there for several years. And you have to look. It's the old follow the money.
Right.
Find out who their sponsors are. They inhabit a building in Denver West, which is owned by a car dealer. who owns everything from Lexus to Toyota to Chevrolet.
And what car dealer would that be?
Stevenson, Ken Stevenson.
Yeah.
And he's one of their, along with Coors, is one of their big big contributors. Joe Coors was, one of the founders. And if you look at the issues they've taken up locally, they haven't won a thing for years. All they've got is a very glib, witty, big mouth in Caldera. That I think the people of Colorado kind of figured him out over the last couple of years. But everything that they attack is any government whatsoever. And their biggest focus has been on RTD and trying to, you know, deny improvement to our public transportation system. And, of course, this, when you tie this in with the car dealers, kind of makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you know what? It really does. It does make a lot of sense. You know, I barely remember them, and I at one time, I'm going to say, I don't want to say I worked with John Caldera because I didn't, but I was in the same building with him back when I was here 6 years ago, and I kind of barely remember him. But I think there's this movement, there's this movement on the part of the hard right to privatize every single thing that has to do with government. So you would have roads would be privatized?
Absolutely, they have been. C-470,
yeah.
This big super slab they're talking about, that's some of their pet projects.
Yeah, I've never driven that toll road, but I know it's there, and I know that this is their philosophy, and they get what they want by appealing to people's instincts of greed, where the people who fall into this don't realize that they're going to pay twice as much in the end.
Well, you know, people get $300 back from Bush, yet everything else is costing them so much more that, you know, they're paying 10 times that more in education, health care, whatever, if they're lucky to have health care. And that $300 means nothing. But they get that check in the mail, and they don't count the pennies that they've lost every day of their lives, whether it's shopping, education, whatever, health care. And people have lost money under Bush, except for, you know, that 1%.
Well, the top 1% to 2% have gained money out of it.
Right. That's the only people that Bush has helped economically, the people that don't need it.
You know, and the thing that gets me is, and I was thinking about this during the news at 8 o'clock, the top of the hour, I don't understand how we arrived at the position that we are in this country where, say, the way we used to feel, say, 40, 50 years ago. I mean, conservatives, right-wingers always talk about, well, the failed liberalism of 40 years. But actually, you know, we've had it pretty good over the last 40 years. It's been better than most countries. But, you know, now things need to be fixed. But we used to have some degree of community in this country. And how do we get to this whole position where we're so self-centered and we're only concerned about ourselves?
You know, that's a big question. I think it has to do with the twisted logic that that the right has been able to cast a spell over the public. If you look at Goldwater back in the 60s, their brand of conservatism is nothing like what you see today.
No, that's true.
And the whole liberal media, liberal, where they've beaten that word to death like a rug, it's like it's some kind of a four-letter word. They sold the fact that all the problems are in this country, and they focus on people's basic instincts of bigotry. What's mine is mine. Get your own.
But, you know, didn't we used to have such a sense of community in this country, and now it doesn't seem like we have it at all.
And
a lot of these people are religious. Don't they teach them this thing about community in church? Don't they learn that in church?
Don't even get started on church. You've got 2,500-plus verses in the Bible about charity and love.
I'm aware of that, yeah.
And then one or two about homosexuality, but you don't hear these Christians talking about charity. It's just the opposite. They're trying to defeat any charity or privatize it.
Yeah. You know, privatize it.
Refunding the churches for their work in the disasters in the South and the hurricanes. The faith-based initiatives, yeah, we'll help you out, but you've got to listen to our spiel, and if you don't buy it, well, the gravy train will be cut off.
Yeah, you know, it's really shocking the position we found ourselves in, but we've got to turn this country around. It is just so, so vital, but it's so hard. As Ken Gordon said earlier on the program, it's so hard to fight outright greed and self-centeredness. It's just really hard to beat that down. Where you live in a society where everybody is asking only one question, me, what's in it for me?
Well, I think we're smarter in Colorado for the most part. I really do. I think we're more independent. You know, a third of us are supposedly independents. And this with C&D, with Owens and Hank Brown, who I think is a true conservative, not this neocon, you know, I think we're making progress here. And I think that's why we're getting such an uproar about C&D, is that, you know, this country works best in the middle, in my mind. Doesn't work well on the far right, doesn't work well on the far left. There has to be a balance. That's what America's all about. And that's what these right-wingers are afraid of here in Colorado, is that we're actually having a moderate agreement, meeting of the minds, and getting something accomplished for the good of the state.
All right, Dave. Thanks. Great call.
Thank you.
Man. Appreciate you calling in. 8:40, 20 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Do we have Andrew Harrison on the line? All right, we'll talk to Andrew Harrison, Director of Political Affairs for the University of Colorado Democrats. We'll have him. He's going to talk on C&D. We'll have him coming up next. We'll also take your phone calls, 303-713-7600. Talk about C&D or whatever else may be on your mind. Right after 9 o'clock, the Oil for Food Pro. Oh, boy, Fox News, all the conservatives, you know, Mr. OxyContin, Rush Limbaugh, they just ran with that Oil for Food BS.
Show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
For you, Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
To help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate, now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects. And some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself. But you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8300. 343 today, or get more info at G3Denver.com.
Complimentary tire inspection and receive a tire tread depth gauge for free while supplies last. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Something big is coming, but until next Monday.
I'm glad we waited.
Yeah.
But I can't wait anymore.
The suspense is killing me.
Don't miss a major announcement.
You're on your feet all day at the job. You deserve to have a good pair of shoes. And Foot Effects will conduct a foot pressure analysis on your feet. Foot Effects has a wide selection of shoes, especially designed for diabetics. If you have feet problems because you're diabetic, whatever it may be, if you don't take care of your foot problems, what ends up happening is it ends up going up your legs and into your back. And Foot Effects is a store that definitely can take care of you. Now, their grand opening is going on, and they're celebrating now through October the 14th. Foot Effects is giving an AM760 listeners discount of 20%. Off any purchase. So go in there and tell them you heard J. Marvin talking about it on AM 760 and you get 20% off. Or join me on Friday there and they'll give you 20% off. Call Foot Effects at 1-866-886-FOOT or stop by the store, the new store, where I'll be this Friday in Westminster 20th and Sheridan next to the Chipotle. That's Foot Effects. Or check them out online at FOOTEFX.com. Your feet are in great hands.
Audit of your home, a value of $200. Learn how to save 10 to 20% in your heating bill with minor changes. Call 303-487-6880.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. J. Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:46, 14 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, a high near 59, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is okay, up until 9 o'clock, and then we'll talk about the Iraqi food for oil and what the conservatives told you, what the neocons were telling you about it is not exactly true. Other than that, you can talk about anything you want to talk about here, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Andrew Harrison, Director of Public Affairs for the University of Colorado. Andrew, you're on. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. All right, what's your input here about C&D?
Well, I'm looking at this from a student perspective. Essentially, my tuition, and I'm an in-state student, I'm the first in my family to ever go to college. It's gone up about 40% in the last 5 years. And what that means is kids like me, there aren't as many of them up here as there were 5 years ago. It's getting harder and harder for people to go to college. You have to take out more and more loans. Seeing the federal government cutting the federal Perkins loan program and Pell Grant programs. And so when our tuition is going to go 42% projected next year if C&D don't pass, that scares me because it makes me have to take out more loans. I'm going to be in debt later in life. And that's just not helping for our economy to have a two-class system, a class where some people have the opportunity to go to college and everyone else doesn't.
Hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things that's going to suffer is college tuition is going to spiral upwards. And there may be some colleges and some community colleges that would have to close because they can't get anybody to go.
Well, sure. And that's the backbone, actually, of our higher education system in this state is our community colleges, our local colleges, Fort Lewis, Western State, Metro, places like that, places where blue-collar kids can go after they get off work, they call commuter colleges, and they commute to work, and they get a great education, and they can make a better life for themselves. And that's what the middle class used to be all about. You'd have a good-paying job, you could put food on the table, have a nice home, and you could send your kids to college. And that's getting increasingly difficult. And in this state, by 2010, if C&D do not pass, we project that CU Boulder will become the first public higher education institution in the United States to become fully privatized. And when that happens, there won't be any state dollars attached to their spending, and so they can jack up their tuition as much as they want. There'll be even less economic and ethnic diversity on campus. There'll be even less opportunities for poor kids to go to college, and our region will suffer. Because if you're a mega corporation and you're looking to relocate somewhere, we've lost several bids, and it's in large part because our higher education system, the costs are going up. And if you have a family and you get a break on in-state tuition, you aren't going to want to be sending them somewhere that doesn't care about investing in the future, just like our roads in the state. C&D don't pass, what that last caller said, you're going to see a whole lot of toll of those. And so you can take that $50 tax refund that you get in the spring, and every couple miles you can pull over and put part of it into a toll lane.
Yeah,
so
you
that's
know, I,
what
you,
C&D are all about.
Yeah, the infrastructure of the state, the roads irritate the you-know-what out of me
sure.
Because I drive them a lot, and there's some of them that are just really, really in bad shape and need fixing, and the longer you put it off, the more expensive it becomes.
Well, it's just like health care. like healthcare, Jay. Most people in this country that don't have health insurance, when they actually have to get care, they go to the emergency room, and they're getting cared for maladies that should have been prevented 5-10 years ago. Incidentally, preventive care is much cheaper in that sense because you don't have people going in for $30,000-$40,000
right.
operations that the taxpayers have to pay for, or that insurance companies, they initially take that hit, but then they pass that burden on to consumers, and then everybody else's health insurance goes up. And so C&D, about a third of the money spent under C, would go to provide health care for low-income families, mostly women and children. Colorado, we rank 49th in immunizations for our children. I mean, this is a bedrock principle of any Western society, is that we care for future generations, and we're not doing our end of the bargain. We're trying to nickel and dime everything, and look where it's putting us.
Yeah, that 49 figure is disgusting.
Yeah, well,
it really is.
We're fifth. We have the leanest taxes in the United States. We have the lowest taxes. We have lower taxes than Kentucky and Virginia and places like that don't really have any social programs at all anyway. But here, we have all these people that are moving here, especially during the 90s. So you have this huge population growth, especially in places like Douglas County and Jefferson County. And there's a real huge surge in the demand for services that government can provide. And it's not there. And people like John Caldera say, oh, well, just let's privatize all those services. Private companies can come in. Well, you aren't seeing that. You're seeing a lot of problems. You're seeing crime after school. You know, there's gangs. And we used to have recreation centers open late. And because we're having closed rec centers, like up here in Boulder, where are these kids going to go to have an incentive to stay out of problems and to go somewhere and maybe go to college someday?
Well, you know, they talk about this privatization. I mean, you know, this is their big playing card, that everything should be privatized, and you know, they complain about the cost of having to pay taxes. But if you privatize everything, you're going to have to pay for it anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
Actually, I mean, there's no way to get a free ride off any of this.
Well, that's what they want. They want to have their cake and not pay for it. They want to have fire services and emergency services come if something happens to them, but they don't want to make sure that their pensions
right.
Get securitized, which is also incidentally what C&D would do. They want to have roads, but they don't want to pay for them. Essentially, they want to have a higher education system for their kid to go to, but they don't want to pay for other kids to be able to go.
But you know, it's
a common good, though, Jay, that exists.
Yeah,
and this
it
is
cuts,
something that John Locke used to talk about, a real classic conservative. So they've really lost their noggins in that sense.
But it cuts into what I was, it cuts directly to the heart of what I was talking about before we went into the break. The whole idea of where did we end up and how did we end up in a society that seems to be so self-centered? How did that happen? Where these people all think, you know, where people's immediate argument is not what's good for the community, but what's good for me.
Well, I would say, Jay, that started back with Richard Nixon. For Richard Nixon, yeah, you had President Johnson and people can definitely disagree on his stance on the Vietnam War, but the man was dedicated to the war on poverty and to the great society and the new frontier of John Kennedy, to actually having a war on poverty, you know. Now, after Nixon takes over, though, you see a lot of the end of that. You see the Southern strategy dividing people based on their social views, and you see what all these social programs used to be get cut. You know, PBS was created by LBJ so that poor people, mostly in rural areas, would have access to, you know, educational programs, things like Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah, boy,
and
the right
demagogued that, and they've cut the funds for that.
Yeah, the right has been after that for years.
Sure. Well, they've cut the funds for that to the point that a lot of the local affiliates and a lot of local radio stations that also get those funds are going to have to get closed down. And then we really lose our last real ability to have a link to those people in rural areas, the very people that I would say the Democratic Party need to get them to vote for them if they're going to have any kind of political future in this country. People in the rural areas are voting out of their own economic interests.
I know it.
Republicans have gone in there with very simple rhetoric and convinced them to be afraid of everything. And that's not what the Democrats need to do. We need to go in there and convince them to be optimistic, to believe that we can do something better in the future, and that if they want to be a part of that, it isn't a dog-eat-dog world. We need to grab each other's hands and go for it. Lift everybody up that needs lifting, and like John Kennedy said, you know, a rising tide lifts the whole ship together.
Yep, that's right.
And we have to do it together, especially nowadays. The war on terror, all the things that happened in New Orleans. I mean, those people down south, they resented government for years, but now they're really needing those services. And so it's just, hopefully we can convince people that government serves to provide things for people that we can't do on our own.
Well,
not
it provide,
to oppress
it provides,
people
it,
like the Republicans believe.
It provides a sense of community, too, which
exactly.
Which is, you know, because we are the government, technically, and, oh, man, we could go, you know, on and on. Andrew, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Hey, muchos gracias. Have a great day, buddy.
Yeah, you too. There's Andrew Harrison, Director of Political Affairs for the University of Colorado Democrats. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Carol in Denver. Carol, good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I've been listening to all of this on C&D, and I totally agree it needs to be passed, but... You know, I don't think we can blame the Republicans for taxpayers' reluctance to vote for this. The reason C&D came about was because of tremendous waste and overspending. And, you know, taxpayers said they'd had enough. So I think it's going to take some convincing. And I'm convinced that C&D need to be voted on. But a prime example, I'm from Denver, and Denver puts on the ballot... property tax increase. So, for one of their proposals...
Yeah, isn't that like a
mill?
A mill, which is like next to nothing.
Well, it's $25 million every year for the next 10 years.
Well,
they're going to increase it.
Collectively, but I mean, the individual amount of money that you would pay would be like negligible.
But they're already going to be getting some money from C&D, and they already got their Tabor also adjusted on there. And how much, in other words... How can they ask for a mill increase when they don't even know how much money they're going to be getting if C&D does go through, and if their one, I think it's 1B, goes through?
Now, you know, I can't remember. I read about the mill levy, but I can't remember what it's for that they're looking for the money for.
It's for teachers, education.
That's right. It's for the ProComp system.
Right.
Okay, yeah, all right. I remember reading about that.
Right.
Well, you know, but the oh, I get all tongue-tied now. You know...
I know.
The example you can set, not only for the state of Colorado, but for the rest of the country, if that mill levy passes and you can put ProComp into play, the money for ProComp, it would put you far above the rest of Colorado and far above the rest of the country and would show the way in education. And it's much better... Than the system of just getting paid on to, you know, how long you've been there and on tenure.
I understand, and believe me, I am all for teachers, and I think they should get paid. But I think you got to see what the other amendments bring in before you can sit there and say you need a property tax increase. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they have no idea.
I do. I'm out of time. Hey, Carol, thank you for the call. Really appreciate you here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 701,000. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Greenwood Village, 770-1000, or go online at jewelryexchange.com.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. There's been a multi-million-dollar settlement in a case of defective tires. Bridgestone Firestone's agreed to pay $240 million to Ford Motor Company. It'll settle claims related to the recall of defective tires 5 years ago. At least 271 people were killed and hundreds of others injured in accidents involving Firestone ATX tires. The company's already spent $1 billion on costs related to the recall. Attorneys for victims say what the Los Angeles Roman Catholic Diocese is doing is not enough. Newly released documents reveal that priests suspected of abuse were shuttled to other jobs for decades. Attorney Stephen Rubino wants all related documents released.
They're trying to hold on to the actual documents, which reveal complicity on their part when they turn their back on children who have been sexually assaulted by priests.
The White House is saying more about contact with a key conservative over the Harriet Myers Supreme Court nomination. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer.
The White House now confirms that 2 days before the Myers nomination was announced, presidential adviser Karl Rove discussed the process with Focus on the Family's James Dobson. Dobson tells his radio listeners Rove said some prospective candidates were not interested.
They would not allow their names to be considered because the process has become so vicious.
But a presidential spokesman insists that Harriet Myers was the president's first and only choice for the nomination. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Rescue in the earthquake zone. A five-year-old girl caked with dust was pulled out of the rubble of a collapsed home in Pakistan. And a break in the weather allowed helicopters to get back into the air with aid supplies.
I'm Robert Berger on a U.S. Army helicopter in Kashmir, Pakistan. We have just landed in a remote, hard-hit area of the earthquake, and they are putting people onto the aircraft in a big hurry. A lot of the people are injured, some of them suffering from broken bones, a lot of them shouting in pain. We're taking them back to Islamabad for medical treatment.
Secretary of State Rice is in Pakistan, assuring leaders they'll get more U.S. help. It's been another deadly day in Iraq. CBS's Alan Pizzi has the latest from Baghdad.
A suicide bomber wearing an explosive belt walked into a line of Iraqi military recruits at an army base in northern Iraq today and blew himself up, killing at least 30 other people and wounding as many as 35. It was in the town of Tal Afar, which only a day or so ago had a suicide car bomb in the main market that killed at least 24 and wounded 36.
The man who was beaten on tape by New Orleans police officers has pleaded not guilty to charges of public intoxication, battery, and resisting arrest. Checking Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 5. The NASDAQ off 17. This is CBS News.
I've tried a lot of different services, and none of them seemed to actually figure out who I was and what I needed. eHarmony's personality profile really made a difference.
At eHarmony.com, we start with a personality profile that helps us get to know you at the very deepest levels.
What I really liked about eHarmony was they asked me about me, and then they came back with, here's all the people we think are great for you.
Then we match you with other singles based on 29 proven dimensions of compatibility, so you don't have to wade through pictures and emails from singles that aren't compatible. At eHarmony.com, we do all that work for you.
I just sit back and they send me emails and say, here's somebody that's going to work for you.
What he's saying is that it works for lazy people.
Get your personality profile, $40 value, free when you visit eHarmony today.
If you just let eHarmony do the work, it'll work for you.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're asked after 9/11, and
we are seeing some big problems. Eastbound D470 looks like someone was trying to cross the highway, got hit by a car. That's approaching University, so all lanes are blocked. You can't sneak by on the shoulder, but it seems to be heavy jam from recent. Emergency crews are also blocking the left lane for westbounders D470 at the scene of the accident. Have a three-car crash working in the left lane westbound on the turnpike approaching Highway 121. That's getting past Church Ranch. And then the usual slowing on I-25 in both directions through downtown and C-Rex. Around town, things are getting back to normal again on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, Rapel, Broadway, and Baseline. Busy, but move along just fine. And checking out the forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-50s right now at 42 degrees. Ask Checker Auto Parts for their safe fuel coupon flyer featuring special prices on fuel filters, Graham oil and air filters, Autolite spark plugs, NEOP caps and rotors, Bosch oxygen sensors, Chevron fuel injector cleaner, and lots more. You want help saving on fuel? Well, at Checker, they've got it. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Trick. You just don't get it. Blah, 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 blah.
Or treat.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here. Just the truth. All day, every day. And your chance to win $1,000 treats four times a day. Sign up now on AM760.net.
That's AM760.net.
Then listen for your name right here on AM760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, high today near 59. 303-713-7600. I just get the weirdest email from a guy. who said that that I don't hang out in the real world because most people in the real world don't discuss the question of abortion. Now, I don't know about the people who you hang out with, but the people I hang out with, if you have a political or social conversation about social policies or political policies, the idea of Roe versus Wade immediately always comes up. I mean, because that's one of the things that's going on right now. It's one of the things that's, has been going on for a long time. And this guy sent me this email saying it's impolite to ask people about Roe v. Wade or ask them about the subject of abortion. I'm not saying that's the first thing you say to somebody when you walk up to them. Hi, I'm Jay Marvin. Do you believe in abortion? Do you believe in Roe versus Wade? Do you think it should be overturned? But if you get in and start getting into conversations with people, stuff comes up like C&D, whether you're pro or anti-choice. I mean, all of these things come up. And all of these things get you start to discuss this stuff. And so, I don't know, it's kind of weird that this guy would send me this email. And if I could find the doggone thing, I would read it to you. Let me see if I can get it. See if I can fish it out here. I'm not that good at multitasking. Let me see. See, I don't know where it went that this guy sent me this. But that was the gist of what he was saying. Yeah, here it is. Let me read this to you. All right. I'll read it to you coming up. I'll read it to you after we're done here with this interview. We're going to talk to Ian Williams. He's the United Nations correspondent for The Nation and columnist for The Tribune. His books include UN for Beginners and RUM, A Social and Sociable History of the Real Spirit of 1776. And Ian, good morning and welcome to AM760.
Good morning. You'll have to forgive the background noise. I'm at LaGuardia, stuck waiting for a late plane.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just keep you for a few minutes. Listen, I remember last summer, and I remember even stretching into the summer before last, about how the neocons were just going crazy about the oil for food program, claiming that there was mass scandal, that this is another example that the United Nations doesn't work. But you found out it was just the contrary to that, right?
Well, it's the Volcker report that came out, it was a very strange report, but one of the things they pointed out was that the oil for food program actually worked. It fed the Iraqis. It kept Saddam Hussein from getting money for weapons, which is what it was supposed to do. And then, after sort of a year of very hard investigation, spending $65 million, they found what you could really call some peccadilloes directly connected to the UN. But what surprised me about the report was it just gave one line to the fact that $9 billion had been handed over to Paul Bremer and the Coalition Provisional Authority, and that nobody's been able to account for that money. It just disappeared.
How much was that, 9 million?
9 billion.
9 billion?
Billion with a B.
Well, it's funny that the critics of the Oil for Food program never bring up the $9 billion that was handed over to Mr. Bremer.
I find this extremely funny. I mean, the Bush appointed his own guy, I think Bowen his name was, a special inspector, and he basically described how they were just handing out money and bundles of notes to contractors. And interestingly, since we're supposed to be having a war on corruption, one of the companies that's involved, Custer Battles, which was some cronies of George Bush again, providing security there, they were... The courts have ruled that if it's not U.S. money, they can't be prosecuted for overcharging.
And what was the name of this company? Do you have the name of it?
Custer Battles.
Custer Battles. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's the names of the two partners who were both sort of staunch Republicans, and they set up a business providing security. And all the evidence shows that they were grossly overcharging and overbilling and picking up the money. And because if it came from the $9 billion the UN handed over, they can't be prosecuted. They've got to prove, if they want to prosecute them, that some of that money came directly from the U.S. government.
So meanwhile,
you're asking the UN to prosecute people for things over which it has no control. And the U.S. government is saying, yes, we want to sort of extradite people from anywhere in the world. But it's okay for our citizens to loot the Iraqi people and the Iraqi administration and the United Nations with impunity.
So meanwhile, while the neocons are screaming about the corruption in the oil for food program, there's corruption going on vis-a-vis
In the coalition provisional authority.
Provisional authority. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Authority. Yeah.
Right. That there's mass corruption going on in the provisional authority. True.
Yeah. Well, you've seen that they've just indicted 28 of the previous government officials, the CPA officials that were appointed by Paul Bremer for corruption. The Minister of Defense is alleged to have looted $1 billion. This is while the U.S. was supervising him, and he'd been appointed by the U.S. So I think there's a lot of interesting things, but it's not as much fun to attack them when it's not the UN. I mean, I'm not saying there wasn't corruption in the UN program, but it was on such a minor scale.
Well, they made it out like Saddam Hussein was siphoning off billions of dollars out of the oil for food program.
Well, that's the other point in the Volcker report. Almost all of the money was involved with him. They kept calling it smuggling, but it wasn't smuggling. It's not smuggling when everybody knows you're doing it and nobody stops you. The report actually takes the UN to task for not reporting this so-called smuggling. You could stand on the border between Iraq and Turkey and Iraq and Jordan and watch the oil tankers trundling across. The U.S. naval officers in the Gulf allowed a full tanker load of fuel to go to Jordan from Iraq just before the invasion. But this isn't smuggling. This is trading. It's what Saddam Hussein was doing, and everybody knew he was doing it, and nobody tried to stop him.
So how did it pick up the connotation of being smuggling?
Well, technically it was in breach of sanctions, but every year the State Department went to Congress and got an exemption for Jordan and Turkey to allow them to carry on smuggling from Iraq, as they call it, or trading oil. Because the alternative is that we'd have to invoke a procedure at the UN that would mean that the U.S. taxpayers would have to subsidize the countries that suffered as a result of sanctions. And nobody wanted to do that.
Now, was Saddam Hussein stealing money from the program?
Not from the program, no. He was selling oil. It's, Iraqi oil. He was selling it on the open market in defiance of sanctions. The U.S. government knew this and was condoning it.
And then later turns around and tries to hang it on the United Nations then.
Yeah, well, it's not so much the U.S. government saying that. It's their friends in the neocons. I mean, I was on Fox TV with Charles Krauthammer, who, even more deranged than usual, he called it the biggest financial scandal in the history of the world, which it isn't. I mean, the $9 billion that went to the CPA, that's a pretty big scandal, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more scandal about the Operation Katrina when all the cronies get their hands on the money for the hurricane relief.
Well, I pointed out today that Dick Cheney's stock options in Halliburton rose 3,281% last year.
Ah, but it's in a blind trust, you see, so he doesn't know about it.
Yeah, it's in the same blind trust that Frist's stock is in, right? Yet he seems to know about it.
Yeah, I mean, to point fingers at the UN for corruption when you have the vice president, such a major benefit, getting no-bid contracts one after the other, all of whom seem to be reportedly inflated, it really is this idea that if you shout enough about the UN, people might forget what you're doing. It's what pickpockets do, really, isn't it? They sort of distract you in one direction while they dip your wallet from your
the other. That's a good description. Ian, thank you so much for your time. We're out of time. I thank you so much for being on the program. Hope to have you on again. Hope you have a safe flight and hope to have you on again.
Right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. There's Ian Williams of the United Nations. He's the United Nations correspondent for The Nation magazine and a columnist for The Tribune. His books include The UN for Beginners and Rum, A Social and Sociable History of the Real Spirit of 1776. 9:15 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 15 minutes after 9. Open phones now at 303-713-7600. If you want to continue to talk about C&D, go ahead. Or you want to talk about anything else, including Mr. Free Options, or anything else that may be on your mind here this morning, we can do it at 303-713-7600. I will read that email. I don't read very many emails on the air. Maybe I should.
Forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Built quickly, and most importantly, you needed to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
NorthDenverChurch.org.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
What's the problem? 19, 19 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high near 59, 303-713-7600. All right, let me read you this email, and then we'll take some phone calls. And I don't do this. Maybe I should do more of it. But, Jay, I don't know who you hang out with, but in the real world, abortion is not one of the topics that you immediately clarify with a person. In fact, In etiquette circles, it's one that is avoided along with religion at dinner parties. I know that it's hard to imagine a world without constant political discussion, but this is mostly the case, especially about the issues that are so highly charged. Yeah, but George Bush just didn't immediately start to hang out with Harriet Myers, John. And John's the guy who sends this email to me. I mean, he's known her for a long, long time. Are you telling me that they never discussed this? Or that the White House never discussed it with James Dobson? Also, I heard you refer to abortion as if it were a consumer choice. I never referred to it as if it were a consumer choice. That's you reading it in there. Why is the rare part of your vernacular if this is like removing a tumor? Which I never said. He said, I'm not a right-wing zealot, this guy says. I had a son and watched the growth of the fetus and was amazed at how early the baby made sounds in the womb, etc. Partial birth abortion is going to come in front of the court soon. How do you feel about this? I have mixed feelings about partial birth abortion. Does a person have freedom to chug a bottle of vodka until the last moment of birth? If not, why? Because in the last moment of birth, it's a human life. That's why after a certain amount of weeks, it becomes a human life. If Myers were to answer questions about the pending cases before the Senate, prior to confirmation, there would be no case that would be out of bounds, and the process will dissolve into a battle over Indian gaming casinos and partisan interests, whatever the case may be. And see, I disagree with that. I disagree with that. I'm not saying that they should ask her directly about anything having to do with Roe versus Wade. But what I'm saying is that this White House is not telling the truth. That the president has known this woman all these years? You know, he's known all these years and never bothered to ask? There's just something about that that just doesn't seem right. Let's go to Ed in Denver. Ed, hi. Thanks for waiting. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Your last caller who was talking about the scandals that'll probably come up with Katrina, I think that's already started happening. Jesse Jackson went down there with several evacuees to help them find jobs. And this is to the credit of the major news networks. They're reporting that Halliburton and some of the other corporations that have gotten the no-bid contracts are recruiting and busing in immigrants, some legal, some illegal, so that they can pay them lower wages. So that they don't have to get these evacuees back who would expect, I guess, minimum wage.
Yeah, well, that's because they, they suspended Davis Bacon.
Exactly.
Which made that possible. And I made a mistake with a guy here about a month, maybe a month and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
Some guy called up and he said that this would happen. And I kind of, because, you know, I don't get everything right. I kind of thought that he was basically being anti-Hispanic. But you're right about this. I mean, the people who live there are not getting jobs in the reconstruction industry.
And this is just for how much of a profit margin? I mean, if you're talking about sense of community, if these corporations had any sense of community, they would be going to these evacuee camps and say, "Hey, can you come down and do this for us?" And
right.
Good grief! How much of a profit margin do they need? How many more billions do they need? You know, I think if the neocons had been back there in the time of Jesus, whenever he did the Sermon on the Mount and he was feeding the masses with the loaves of bread and the fish, I think they would have been out there, gathering it up and selling it for like a dollar a handful. They don't get it. They don't get a sense of community. They don't get a sense of charity.
No, they want everything to be for the market. The marketplace has to determine everything. And Bush suspending that Davis-Bacon Act is criminal.
It really is, and it's only to benefit the corporations and the wealthiest. And you know, midsize and even larger than midsize small businesses need to get a clue here. They're losing out.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All sooner or later, we're just going to have three large corporations here in America that own everything, and to heck with small businesses. And in the Gulf now, they're not giving contracts to small businessmen there. It's all being sucked upwards into these corporations.
I know. I see the same thing on the news that you do, mm-hmm. And it just blows my mind. It just blows my and you know it's just that this administration is careening totally and completely out of control. That Bush comes down there and talks, about how he's going to fix things, and it's like,
it's funny that when it comes to saving lives, they're disorganized and it takes them days to get there. But when it comes to making profits, they're organized and they're ready to go.
Yep.
They've got it all set up. Whatever the disaster is, they're there. They're going to get their no big contracts, and they're going to go in and they're going to hire illegal immigrants or anybody that's going to work for the lowest. Oh, and the other thing, did you hear that Halliburton is recruiting people in Southeast Asia who will go to Iraq to do the reconstruction.
Yeah, instead of letting the Iraqis do it.
I mean, what kind of statement is that? I mean, if we want to rebuild Iraq, don't we need the Iraqis doing it? Don't they need to see that we're willing to invest money in them?
One of the things that Halliburton did early on was that one of the things the Iraqis were really good at is they used to be, and I say used to because I don't think there's much of it going on anymore, but they used to be good at making cement, believe it or not, and they had they had a lot of cement factories there. And what Halliburton did was Halliburton came in and said, no, they wouldn't buy the cement from the Iraqis, so the plants shut down. And Halliburton was bringing in the cement and bringing in the cement walls and bringing in the materials from Kuwait.
And costing us so much more and costing lives because they were risking lives shipping it all the way from Kuwait.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Well, you know, one promising thing I saw, I think it was a rerun of Bill Maher from last week or something, but he had Ann Coulter on.
I saw that.
She was dumping on Bush, and then there was a conservative on the panel. I don't know his name.
Andrew Sullivan.
Oh, I could not believe him. He was just tearing Bush a new one. And it was so good to see.
I know. See, I mean, I think people are starting to get hip to it. I mean, look at the CBS poll, which I talked about yesterday, which came out yesterday, about how, you know, the war in Iraq is still losing support. I mean, it's still, people are just not buying what this administration is selling. And most of their, key cornerstone initiatives seem to be dead on arrival. They can't get that repealing of the state tax going. They can't get Social Security going. They're mired in all of these problems. And thank God, if anything, we can thank Karl Rove and Scooter Libby for maybe saving us from a fate worse than death.
Well, you got to take some credit, Jay, because, you know, you and your program, I think, has really gotten the word out here. And
it's
been such a pleasure. It's such a blessing to hear the alternative. And I think it really has made a difference, at least in Colorado.
Well, I hope so. Some days I can't tell, because some days, you know what, people just don't seem to want to phone in. But, hey, Ed, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, you take care.
All right, see you later. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Paul.
You know, this administration, they have no conscience, no conscience whatsoever. And here they talk about being Christians. You know, that's just ridiculous. Well, although about whether or not he talked with Myers about the abortion issue, he'll probably turn around and say, oh, I didn't have a discussion with her. I just asked her the question.
Well, he says he's never discussed it with her. I mean, the thing of this guy who sent me this email was talking about how it doesn't come up in polite conversation. Well, you know what? He's known her for God knows what, 10, 15 years. You're saying in all that time where she was in the Oval Office and all that time when she was the assistant to him when he was the governor, that he never once said to her, gee, you know, are you pro-choice? Are you pro-choice or are you anti-choice? I mean, he never once asked her. I find that incredibly hard to believe.
No, he knows where she stands on it, and he had to have a discussion with her. But they don't care. They just tell their half-truths and their lies. And then to top it off, that the bum stays in a luxury hotel down in New Orleans saying that he's down there to show his compassion for the people of New Orleans. Isn't that sick?
Yeah, he stays in a luxury hotel while they're sleeping under tarps.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
My hero.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, they have no conscience. They just tell their half truths and their lies, and go on with business. And they all remind me of the guy who died in Scrooge. You know, Marley.
Oh yeah, right.
When he comes back and he tries to tell Scrooge, you know, you really got to take a look at what you're doing. They're all like Marley. You know, they all they care about is business and money and profits, and they don't care about the common people. So. I think things are turning around, though. I think people are getting that they're just a bunch of liars and phonies. But hey, Jay, if you got 30 more seconds, I was listening to one of the other stations this morning during your commercials. Get this: some guy in Ohio has a sign up in his window that says, "For service, speak English," and the guy is being brought up on discrimination charges. But can you believe the guy put a sign up like that in his window?
Well, you know, my feeling about that is he has every right to do that. But then again, if he wants to limit the amount of business he does, that's also his business. Paul, thank you, man.
All right, Jay, take care.
All right, we got two lines open now, 303-713-7600. Two lines. 303-713-7600, 930 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic from Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are still dealing with some problems eastbound C-470. Someone tried to cross the highway, got hit by a car approaching University, so now all lanes are blocked and traffic is squeaking by on the shoulder, but expect real heavy jams from Lucent. Now, emergency vehicles are also blocking the left lane of westbound C-470 right there near the accident, so some bunching there, too. Westbound on the Turnpike had an earlier accident near Highway 121. That's been cleared, so still a little bit of jamming from Sheridan, but things getting better. I-25 slows through downtown and T-Rex in both directions. Southbound 225, bunching up for your ride into the Tech Center. And around town, things getting back to normal again on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Checking out the forecast, going to have a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-50s. Right now, we're at 42 degrees. At Fantastic Standards, you can get a fantastic haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment, and with over 60 Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You know, you're probably near one right now. So stop into Fantastic Sam's today. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
One thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, Contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Not only with your money, but also my own. Mary and I have had them out to the house, and they are absolutely out of this world. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and there are people who care about your home. No matter who you have used before, you got to try Superior Carpet Care, and you'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back because your carpets will look that good. And for $100 for 3 rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price. So Superior Carpet has definitely got it all going. If you need your carpets or air ducts clean, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care. Yeah, you know something? I don't know. I have to plead ignorance to that because I can't, you know, I'm pleading a Carl Rove to this. I can't remember the names of the companies or what their deal was.
Yeah. Well, no problem. I just wanted to check on that, and I will be at the Be the Change meeting that's going on this Saturday.
Oh, that's great, man. All right. Hey, thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Let's go to Dave in Broomfield. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Jay.
Sure, Dave.
What a great show and a great service you put on for everyone.
Oh, you're more than kind, man. I don't deserve it, but go ahead.
You do. I haven't felt this comfortable about a radio show since I used to listen to a friend of mine, Ralph Steadman, broadcast in Oregon back in the late 90s. And,
wow.
You do a great job. And you know, I was going to talk about something else, but abortion should be safe, legal, and rare.
Yeah, I agree.
And the gentleman that says you shouldn't talk about it, it just means that he wants to keep his sheep's clothing on and hide in the closet, pretend he is a liberal or a progressive, and when it comes time to vote, just like I brought up with you weeks ago, the gay issue, they will use the abortion issue as their litmus test.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing where I think that, I mean, I have to really kind of disagree with them. I'm not saying that the first time you meet somebody, you say to them, gee, how do you feel about Roe versus Wade? What's your take on the national deficit? How do you feel about the war in Iraq? But if you get to know somebody, eventually, the conversation's going to head in that direction.
Right. Well,
and I've been to more than one or two dinner parties, and Mary and I don't go to that many dinner parties, okay? But I've been to one or two dinner parties where politics and these kind of social issues do come up.
They're great conversation pieces. They're great things to talk about politics. But it just means that that person is not secure in their position, and they don't feel comfortable debating it because they don't feel that they have a valid argument. They just it's like talking to a 10-year-old. Their answer can be because, and that's their answer on this. If you don't like abortion, don't have one. But let me just change the subject for a second. I just
sure.
want to throw this out there to everyone. I attended my first CU football game
mm-hmm.
Saturday night. I sent you an email on this as well. I just would love to hear the take on people. I went to Syracuse University, and honestly, I can't remember if it was a dry campus or not because it just wasn't an issue. I don't recall it being an issue, alcohol on the campus. But here, they don't allow alcohol, booze at the games. I sat in the end zone, and I had a friend sat in the student section. She told me that the entire game, all the kids, all they did was pass a flask up and down the rows, and that there were people getting nauseous in the student section. So Joan and I, my son, are walking home, and we could nearly get hit by a drunk driver who drove through an intersection as we were walking through it. It was one of those situations where you say, where's a cop when you need one? And sure
right.
enough, there's a CU police officer after him in high-speed pursuit. 3/4 of the mile down the road, I saw him pulled over. I figured he just got a ticket and was led on his way, but I did call the police department to thank them for that. And I wanted to show my son that you do give credit where credit is due. Turns out he was arrested for DUI, resisting arrest, and possession of an unknown white powder substance, and the lead charge is reckless driving, almost hitting a pedestrian and child.
Wow.
So I'd love to know, does everyone here think that you're any safer because CU doesn't allow the selling of alcohol, even though I walked right in, I wasn't searched. I could have had a fifth of whatever I wanted on.
Well, my question is, unless they search you, how are they going to enforce it?
Well, that's my question is, and I just think that this whole, it's sticking your head in the sand again. Just because we're not selling alcohol on the campus, the only thing it's doing is it's denying the school the revenue that it could make from selling this product that is legal and is sold every place else. And we're just kidding ourselves if we're thinking that the people in the at the game aren't drinking. because they're just bringing in their own, and CU is losing out on that revenue.
You know, the only way I know how to deal with that whole thing is you got to search everybody. And what I mean by search them is, you know, you got to open your purse, you got to open your cooler if you're allowed to bring a cooler in. I mean, I've been to games where they definitely do that kind of stuff. That's the only way I know how to control it. If somebody's got a flask hidden in their jacket, that's awful, awful, awful hard.
Correct. I just want to give props to the CU Police Department there, because it was a situation where you say, man, I wish there was a cop, and sure enough, there was one.
Cool.
And that's one less drunk driver that really might have hurt somebody down the road.
Yeah, man, that's always good to hear those stories, too. Hey, thanks. Great call.
You got it, Jay. Thanks for your show.
You bet. All right. Yeah, you know, drinking and driving is a real bummer. It really is. 303-713-7600, you got a line open. Let's go to Alan in Centennial. Alan, hi.
Jay?
Yes, Alan.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I just want to make a couple of quick points about that email from John. One thing that you mentioned is that, you know Bush and Myers know each other for a long time, so... you know, politics comes up, and let's not forget, they're political people. So definitely politics is going to come up.
Right.
You know, it's not like two ordinary citizens. These are two political people. The other thing, when you talked about partial birth abortions, well, partial birth abortions are very, very rare. If you look at the statistics, and I don't have them on hand because I'm working right now, they are incredibly rare and almost always done because it needs to be done to save the life of the mother.
Yeah, I was going to say, when the health of the mother is at risk.
Right. It's not something that somebody, after carrying a child for 6 or 7 months, all of a sudden decides they're going to have an abortion and they get one.
Right.
That's not what it is. And, you know, I don't know whether the guy who wrote you the letter was liberal or progressive or not, but that's, you know, the partial birth abortion thing is another smokescreen that's thrown up by the right in order to chip away at a woman's right to choose.
Yeah, you know, the reason I said that I had mixed feelings about it is because I can imagine being in that situation, if it were my wife or, you know, somebody in my family. I mean, that's a tough position to be in. But you're right, it very rarely ever comes up.
Right, it very rarely comes up, and almost always it's in order to save the life of the mother.
So. All right, Alan. Hey, thank you, man. Great call.
Great show, Jay. Keep it up.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it. 9:42. It's, what does that make? 9:42 makes it 18 in front of 10 o'clock here. 303-713-76. A couple of lines open here. It's open phones. Whatever it is you want to talk about. And we can even talk about pro-life, pro-choice, pro-anti-choice, anti-life, whatever. Because after all, we're friends, right? We've known each other for a while.
Dealer in Colorado. While there, don't forget Geary's holiday specials on art supplies. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
For now, we've been sworn to secrecy. Monday's Jay Marvin Show. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, will spill the beans.
Don't have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Truck, minivan, SUV of your choice. You get more bang for your buck at Rockies, plus you get to deal with good people, too. Good, knowledgeable, friendly people who will take care of you. How do I know? Because I bought cars from Rockies. John Turk bought a car from Rockies here last week. You know, I send all my friends to Rockies. And why do I do that? Because they're good people. And every car is carries a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, they show you Carfax, too, which will tell you everything you need to know about the vehicle. Rockies Autos, great-looking cars on the lot. Go by and check it out. Or you know what? You can see it on the Internet at Rockies Autos. Put the S on the end of auto, RockiesAutos.com, and pre-qualify for a car loan. Go out there and see my friend Fred Labrato or Colby in the Tower of Power or Ruben or just any of the folks working out there at Rockies. They're all good people, and they're there to help you. So you know what? If there's no better place to go to get more bang for your buck car-wise than Rockies Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Just can't miss out on the great deals at Rockies. And while you're there, visit Shaggy's Pumpkin Patch and pick up a pumpkin for Halloween. One pumpkin per family, please. So you can get that, and there's no Nancy in Kansas. Nancy, good morning.
I live in Golden, and I'm driving from Golden to St. Louis, and we're somewhere in the middle of Kansas. It's a very strong radio station. I couldn't believe how clear you're still coming in.
Wow, that's great.
So anyway, what I wanted to talk about was C&D.
Okay.
I support it, of course, and while I'm not a big supporter of our governor, I do respect him for his position on it. And I also agree with you that it's not a tax increase. I mean, it seems to me that's clear. But what I don't understand from those who oppose C&D, I mean, what the governor says and what is true is that they're using Tabor to fix Tabor. The only good thing about Tabor is that it asks the people to vote on how their money is going to be spent. And that's exactly what C&D does. So saying they're against it because the tax increase doesn't make any sense. They ought to be for it because Tabor says you vote on how the government spends your money. They're being asked to vote on how the government spends their money. So I don't understand their opposition to it.
Well, I got emails sitting in my email box saying the same thing, that it's a tax increase. Jay, why don't you come clean about the fact that it's a tax increase? And it isn't a tax increase because these people have it confused with your state income tax. It's going to be refunded, and they can't separate one from the other, and that's because Caldera and his friends have been running this misinformation campaign on the media about it.
I agree with you, but in a way it doesn't matter even if it were a tax increase because Taper says you get to vote on it, and that's what they're being asked to do, how to spend the money. Jones Fitzgerald was great last Friday night. She was there with Norma Anderson. The two of them were together, and it was really a wonderful presentation. And Joan was talking about, you know, you're being asked to vote about having roads that are safe. She talked about having the stripe down the center of the road. That's what you're really paying for, is roads that are safe.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I, you know, somebody who drives like you do and uses the roads, I want the best roads possible.
Well, I do too. So anyway, it's just something I've never not heard people say. It's the people who are opposing C&D don't seem to understand that C&D says you can vote on things like this, and they're being asked, they're following, the governor insisted on this, I didn't realize it, that in order to fix Tabor, they follow Tabor to the letter. So all those people who are so in favor of Tabor ought to be supporting C&D because it is, they are seeing it in action.
Thank you, Nancy. Great call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a safe trip. Okay, let's go to Diane in Boulder. Diane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I called you probably about 3 weeks ago to tell you about our petition drive to try to get the troops out of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to you and a lot of other people, we had a great turnout, and I just wanted to update you on how our petition drive is going.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going great. People really seem anxious to sign. We've had it at the Boulder Farmers Market and various places like that, and we're up to 3,000 signatures on our way to 10,000. And people can sign it online very easily at www.boulderirac.org. So we're still looking for a bunch more signatures. We're thinking about maybe even going to Washington and bringing all our petitions there. We definitely want to show them to Udall and show him that his constituents are not in favor of adding more troops, as he might think we are.
Well, he didn't. He voted against the war.
He voted against the war originally, but now he's saying it's such a mess, we need to keep sending more people into the mess. And since he's running for senator, he's trying to appeal to the whole state, and I think his idea is that there are many people in the state that want to add troops, and we don't feel that that is the case.
Well, you know what? I don't know whether he wants to add them or not. I've never asked him about that. I've had him on here. Next time I have him on, I'll definitely ask him.
That'd be great.
I'll ask him what he thinks about it. But I don't think adding more troops is going to fix the situation either.
No, it really doesn't seem like it. And I think everything that's happened, especially lately, has opened everybody's eyes to the fact that we can't trust this government, and that they don't know how to administer, you know, things going on in our own country, let alone a government in a foreign country. So we really hope that people will go to our website, sign up, and help us with this petition, and make it clear to our administration that people in this country are not in favor of adding more troops. We would like our troops to come home.
Yep, I agree. Diane, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Sure, you bet.
Bye-bye.
All right, go to www.boulder. What do you have up there? Oh, that's right, www.boulderirac.org. My glasses, am I having a seeing problem? I don't know. Let's go to Bob in Colorado Springs. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Bob.
Wanted to tag on to one of the comments you had yesterday about marijuana. There was a report came out about 4 months ago, talked about how much we spend in this state trying to enforce marijuana regulation, and that's $64 million a year.
It's a lot of money.
Enforcement and incarceration and all the tie up of people. You know, we should be out, you know, arresting drunk drivers and child molesters, and we're throwing this money away. And if we had a system of regulation, and actually where you could sell it, we'd get another $14 million or $17 million in tax revenue. So, you know, people need to start looking at, you know, could we spend this money someplace else that would make a lot more sense? You know, it affects our wallets, what we're doing.
I agree 100%. I am totally 100% for the legalization of it.
Well, you know, and the other part of it, you're talking about, you know, the football games and people passing around a flask. That is a, you know, you try to prohibit something from being someplace, you know, like, you know, selling beer at the football game. Well, you know, beer is relatively harmless compared to what you're going to have inside of that flask. But when you try to stop this from happening, people are going to find, you know, something more compact, easier to conceal, more potent, and probably more dangerous. And that's what happens when we try to, regulate or prohibit some of these items from being available.
Yeah, people are always going to look for a way to get around the rules.
Well, and find something that, in effect, you usually find something that's more dangerous and easier to conceal, and that is, the hard liquor rather than the beer or wine in a football game.
You know what? Listen, I agree. Bob, thank you, man.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Laura in Boulder. Laura, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about, I went to Penn State, and I graduated in 93, and the year before, the whole campus went bring your own beer to the campus parties. They basically outlawed kegs. And I didn't even know, we never sold alcohol at the stadium. And when I went to other places, I was shocked to find that they were selling alcohol at a student event. It just didn't make sense to me. I mean, it's a student event. It's not there to go get drunk. It's like setting a bad example. You're there to just do student things, and alcohol shouldn't be a part of it. Like, they did have it at the tailgaters, but, that's separate from the actual event.
Right. Usually they have it so you can't bring it in. But if you're going to stop people from bringing stuff in, you're going to have to search them.
Well, they did search them. And they were just searching for marshmallows, but they did search the campus, just pat you down and make sure you didn't have anything. I mean, things will get, people bring things in, of course they will, but they don't need to be selling it, It's a student event. Students don't need to be seeing all the adults drunk.
So you'd like to see all student events alcohol free?
Well, I mean, Penn State's a very large campus. It's a very large stadium, and they don't sell alcohol.
Yeah,
revenue doesn't need to be coming from alcohol.
Well, you've got some good points there, Laura. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Good call. Call me again.
Thank you.
All right, I'm out of time here for this morning. Tomorrow morning, what are we going to tap for tomorrow morning? Oh, we're going to talk about Bush's cronyism in the White House, and also...